morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Phone number 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. I wouldn't mind talking to you this morning. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Well, let's see.
Are you like a gymnast today?
Yes.
When I looked in the mirror at the gym on my way out, I went, wow, it looks like Bart Connor or something. Although he must be 70 by now.
Well, let's talk about working out in the morning.
At 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, because I've never been one of those guys. I don't really like working out any time, but it always seems to fall in the evening for me. And, you know, they're those people. I mean, you come in, you work for 4 hours, we talk for an hour about what we're going to talk about for the next 4 hours, and then we all go home. But some people, and it's a tall enough order what you're doing, but there are the people out there who work 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day. They have a long commute. You know, they live out in Simi Valley, and they work out in Westwood. And in order to get to the gym, they have to get there at 6:30 in the morning, but they're not coming home again until 7 o'clock that night.
Right.
And they have to bring the change of clothes and then shower and then get into their work attire and so on and so forth.
I bring Santa wipes with me, by the way.
I could never do that.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's first of all, you got to remember, until very, very recently, and I use the word junkie as a big old thing. Everybody thinks junkie means you shoot heroin. I never did. I just use it as a drug addict or drunk, just a guy addicted to bad things. And laziness and sloth and sinfulness and all those bad things.
Mm-hmm.
When I started doing the cheap and cheating Bonaducci way of getting in shape, which was through steroids, I became really infatuated with it. It was that vein right there that did it for me.
Show me his penis, by the way. It's beautiful.
I couldn't believe it. And so now it's something I do. But just so you know,
yes,
this is going to sound really bad, but what we do is a tall order.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. I get to the gym around 4. And a little later than that, actually, because it doesn't open till 5, but sometimes they're a little earlier than that, so it's really like 4:45. And I work out to these things, Pod Fitnesses, so I know exactly how many minutes a whole workout will take. Then Megan and I do this show. Then we discuss the show.
Well, now, hold on a second. The gym opens earlier than 5 or 4?
The gym actually opens at 5, but if there are people there and they see me, they open the door right. They say, oh, Danny's here.
But do you still get there at 4?
I get there between 4 and 4:30, yeah.
Okay, and they'll let you in.
Yeah.
They'll see that little puppy dog nose pressed up against the glass.
So, and it's funny because it's the YMCA. It's not like 24-hour fitness or ballets or something like that that could use the plug.
Mm-hmm.
The YMCA, you pray and then you go to the YMCA. But then, just so you know, I did Fox News at 1, CNN at 4, and MSNBC at 11 o'clock last night. Then I went home and went to bed and got up at 4 and went to
bed. Oh, really?
Gym. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it that much taller in order. See?
But it's not for me. You know what a tall order for me is, to tell you the honest to God truth?
Hmm.
I'm not that okay with time to think.
Mm-hmm.
Things don't go well for me or those around me.
Interesting.
My wife and I last night had a discussion we've been having for 17 years. She
did. You show her the vein, by the way?
What is it?
Danny told me, by the way, that he shows it to her once daily.
The vein.
Yes, they've got an agreement.
Nice.
Yeah,
daily sex.
I told her finally, flat out, I said, listen, you want these certain rules from me, and if you let me leave this house with an erection, you're a fool.
Uh-huh.
Adam, once a day, that's
hold
a pretty
on.
Good
We're
deal.
We're talking about your own erection, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I left my house with your erection?
That's right.
That'd be pretty weird, too. It'd be funny. I'd take pictures. I'd post them on MySpace.
It's, it's just radio. It's theater of the mind. But we have to be crystal
gotta
clear
clarify.
About this stuff. So,
dude, are you gay?
So
screaming.
Yeah. So a couple of things, and we'll talk about our different philosophies. For me, waking up, getting up, having to get up is one of the emotional hurdles I've never been able to clear in my life.
I don't know any morning guy that has.
I've
never met one.
Yeah, and this was before morning here, but when I used to work nights, it was even worse because I still had to take care of business in the morning oftentimes.
Have you realized that 7 in the morning sucks almost exactly as bad as 4?
Well, that's
that getting up. Period. That's all there is to it. It sucks.
That's what I was telling one of my friends, interestingly enough, last night at about 9 o'clock when he was doing that, oh, dude, I don't know, getting up at 5 or 4:30 or whatever. I don't know how you can do it every morning. It's horrible. I said, look, the alarm going off and you hitting it is basically the same at 5 as it is at 7,
absolutely,
as it is at 8:30. The alarm goes off and you hit it. The third part is it's dark outside and it's 5 a.m. That's worse.
That is tough.
But number one, alarm goes off. Number two, you don't want to get out of bed. Number three, it's whatever time it is.
Right.
Because let's face it, no matter what, when I work construction, I used to get up at 6:30. I hated it.
Right.
Whatever I did, whenever I did it, I always hate the fact that there's an alarm telling you. It's called an alarm.
Right.
That
should tell you something.
It should be called something else because there's fire alarms.
Gentle shaker.
Yes, there's smoke alarms. We should call it. You're already mind effed by the fact that you're getting out of bed via something called an alarm.
Very impressive. I had never thought of that.
I never have either.
My favorite description is early on, Adam, you said that that the alarm at 4 in the morning is like an assault.
It is, because you're you're a little disoriented.
I performed in a lot of assaults, and nobody ever tried to hit my snooze button.
It's an emotional assault. All I'm saying is the in my life, because I come from almost zero, as far as being a human being, I wasn't equipped to do anything by the time I got out of high school.
I don't know how you learned, because what little I know about your upbringing, I don't know how you learned to do anything. See, nobody in my family knows how to do anything but be brilliant.
Ooh.
They're all geniuses, every one of them.
Interesting.
If you don't speak three languages in my house, you're illiterate.
But
they can't tie their shoes.
But here's the thing, because I've thought about that too, because my family, while I would never label brilliant, is at least educated, and certainly not what you'd call dumb, but can't figure out a way to make a dollar, and can't figure out a way to essentially get what they want out of life. And I was thinking about, you know, and we'll try to get back to the mornings in a second, but shifting for a second here, you know, I've been interested in the definition of intelligence or smart or whatever, and we're always talking about SAT scores versus street smarts. Right. I'm going to basically break it down this way. If you can figure out how to get what you want out of life, I'm going to call you at least average in the intelligence department, probably smart. It's not all about getting rich. It's maybe I'd like to marry this woman, and I figure out a way to marry this woman, or I want to start my own business and work from home.
Under those parameters, then, I am not particularly bright.
Well, I would say that you wanted to get back, do morning radio in Los Angeles, and here you are.
Career-wise, I've had 5 television shows. I've had more television shows than, you know, most people have ties.
Right.
I've done very well at that. But unfortunately, and I think it's one of my many, many psychoses, that the life I want changes daily. So it's impossible to ascertain. It's impossible to grasp.
Well, you're just keeping the carrot few steps out front of the Bonaducci part. That's
if we're always a carrot.
Well, heroin syringe, hooker, whatever's hanging off the stick, the proverbial carrot.
No, because the carrot is to lead you in a direction as an enticement, and I don't know that I wish to be enticed. I don't wish to know if I don't want to turn left.
But you want to move forward.
I do wish to move forward. It's one of my goals.
My definition of intelligence is I'll break it into two parts, or at least a large component of intelligence, which is, can you do what you want in your life? And again, it doesn't have to be grandiose. It doesn't have to be rich. Maybe you just want to work with animals, and you figure out a way to pay the bills working with animals.
I love that about those dolphin trainer people.
Being a dolphin trainer.
Really happy.
You make 30 grand a year, but you work around dolphins, and that then success. To me, you're smart. And the other part about being smart is, can you get people to do what you wish them to do? Which is to say, a cop pulls you over. He's going to write you a ticket. Can you figure out how not to get that ticket? There's a girl who you work with who's 2 cubicles down, who's single, and you're very attracted to. Can you figure out a way to go out to dinner with her over the weekend? Your entire life is basically based around, no matter how educated you are, no matter how much money you have in the bank, getting people around you to do what you want them to do. I don't mean do your bidding. I just mean you want her to be attracted to you. You want him not to punch you. You want the cop not to issue your ticket. You want your boss to give you the raise. Whatever it is, how are you working around people with people and getting them to do what you want them to do? And not in a totally self-serving way. Do my bidding, little pretties. But how do you work that out? Because I know people that are intelligent in a, you know, book smarts kind of way and do okay in life, but never seem to be able to sort of figure out how to get along with people, how to get what they want out of people. Because that's all. You're on this planet with a big group of people, and one of them you need a raise from, and the other one you need a BJ from, and the other one you don't want to get beaten up from, and the other one you need to cut your break. You know, whatever it is, that's all it is. There's an entire group. I mean, whether you're at the sort of counter and the guy says, look, we're closing in 10 minutes. You know, Danny goes to the gym. He needs the guy at the Y to let him into the gym. And if he starts banging on the door and pressing his scrotum sack up against the window, he's probably not going to get it. The guy has to, the guy has to let him in. Danny has to say, thanks a ton, man. You're the best. Hey, what's your name? Oh, okay, Chuck. Chuck, awesome. I'll probably be here tomorrow. I come early. I hope that's cool with you. And by the way, you know, what kind of booze do you drink? Because it's Christmas time. I'll get you a bottle. That's what you got to do. Now, is he doing it because he loves Chuck? No, he's doing it because he's going to the gym an hour before the gym opens and he wants to get in. But Chuck likes Danny, too, because he recognizes him from TV and he likes his favorite bottle of scotch. And that's how you get along. As opposed to the guy who's yelling through the glass and banging on the window and threatening the guy.
That guy not only gets nothing, but it's funny because people, for some reason, people call me not bullyish, but brutish or something like that. And you would think that I'm the guy. Do you ever go to Beef Bowl?
I've passed.
Beef Bowl is possibly the greatest fast food ever in life.
I try not to stop at the places that have the container name in the title. You know, like bucket or trough or something.
You
know,
no idea how good Beef Bowl is.
Yeah, I'm a sure it's Beef Bowl.
They're like from God. They're, they come right down from Mount Fuji. They're bitching. But I'm the guy that, like, if they screw up my order at Beef Bowl or McDonald's or anywhere, I say, hey, you screwed up. And usually I don't know until I get home.
Right.
I'm the guy that if you screw up that big guy's order, and he's burying the little guy who's 45 and stuck working behind the counter at McDonald's, that's the guy I'll get brutish with. The guy killing the guy who's middle-aged and flipping burgers.
Yeah.
That's who I cannot bear.
No, you're Robin Hood.
Yeah.
With
the emphasis on hood.
Yes.
I think what you're talking about is EQ. Emotional quotient, there's IQ and there's EQ. EQ is your ability to deal with people on an emotional level, to engage with people correctly, and it's also your ability to be resilient. So they say that really people with high EQ, if life knocks them down, they're able to get up and regroup.
Well, all I'm saying is to anyone who's listening, and it's always been something that's been interesting to me.
Anyone is listening?
No, the part where people have our society, I should say, put little or no value on the psychological aspect of life, which is you live here in these United States with 300 million human beings, not polar bears or woodchucks, human beings, and those human beings are going to decide whether you're happy or miserable. Essentially, if everybody decided, let's make things really tough on Teresa Strasser, beside your stepmother. But if everyone decided to turn on anybody in this room and said, look, it's quiet, we have a special handshake, but let's make life a bitch for Adam, Danny, or Teresa, you might kill yourself within 8 months. If every guy ran a parking lot, every guy was behind a counter of a store, every customer service person you got on the phone.
I wasn't with you at first.
But if everybody...
I get you. It's the Twilight Zone.
Right. Yeah. If everybody decide, I think we could get any sane, happy person to commit suicide within 6 months, because that is everybody from your gardener to the operator who's running the tech department over at the computer, whatever. Everybody screwing with you. You would want to kill yourself. Now, you live in a country and on a planet inhabited solely with these people, and your happiness is going to hang in the balance of whether they like you, whether they'll have sex with you, whether they'll pay you money, whether they'll give you a nice, whether you sit at a booth or you sit at a table next to someone else. Right. You figure out a way, as a fellow human, to get all those people to do what you want.
Yeah.
And it will be a much better life. I feel like we focus on education, and we focus on spirituality, and we focus on everything under the sun, but we never quite focus on the one where you can get what you want out of people. It's not by threatening them,
no.
Although sometimes
that'll work, sure.
With some people, you have to threaten them. You have to be a sort of...
Svengali,
a conductor, a ballet artist. You must be a raging bull at times. You must be all many things, but you can't be the raging bull when you should be the ballet dancer, and so on and so forth. And I feel like...
But if you're capable of being the raging bull and they all know it, and then you become the ballet dancer, you get special appreciation.
That's right.
When I go into a China shop and nothing happens, people go, wow, man.
By the way, we all know somebody who's masterful at this. Like, do you have somebody in mind right now?
Well, I know, but people that are successful in general.
Jimmy Kimmel, you'd say. He's very good with people.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Charming.
Well, Jimmy's a good example of one day I was thinking about the people. Yeah, ask Jack Silver. I was asking about the guys, and I have a bunch of friends out there. Let's see. Ray, Dave, guys like that. The guys I know who are the cheapest, who have given the least, who are, you know, stealing cable from their neighbor's apartment by crawling underneath the apartment building and tapping into their line and all that sort of stuff. The guys that have given the least have the least, and the guys that are the most generous, and Kimmel's the most generous guy I know, seems to have the most. So there's an interesting correlation there that you wouldn't think if you're just writing it down as a math equation.
Not as a math equation.
Right.
You're writing it down as a karmic.
Yeah, you got to give it away.
Equation. Yeah, and I don't even want to call it karma. I'll just say that people have a pretty good memory, and when you did them a solid, they'll do you two solids or sometimes three, and that's how it works.
Especially because the solids that they are returning to you usually come in a repayment, if you're in lack of a better term, of the solid you did them that they didn't ask for.
Right.
Okay, because once you've done something for someone, I did something, I feel, for Teresa this morning. I didn't do it as well as I had meant to. I meant to do it over the weekend.
Showed her the vein?
Yeah, showed her the vein. I did something really
you
nice
did do something nice.
I did. You know, if she were to think about that later and go, I mean, it's not the kind of thing where you'd give a guy something, mm-hmm. but I would imagine... It's going to sound so gay now. That it's
go ahead.
I'll just finish the sentence, and then you can all call me gay in a second.
All right.
That there's possibly a warm spot in Teresa's heart right now for the information that I gave her, that I had no reason to give her.
No, not gay. Look,
but
yes.
It was specific, it was to her, and I thought it would be important to her, and I thought, I'll bet it made her feel good.
I feel...
And it was accurate, by the way.
I feel like there is... All guys, all sort of, some people call it charisma, but what is charisma? Charisma is getting everyone to like you, and then when everyone likes you, they would like to open the gym early for you, or have sex with you, or whatever it is. Charisma is great because chicks like you, guys like you, and the world starts opening its doors to you. I'm just saying that most very successful people, I don't know, like a Richard Branson, guys like that have charisma because they spend their whole life getting people to do stuff that those people may not have wanted to do. I need several million dollars from you. I have an idea.
Would you like proof?
Yes.
My wife, we're doing, my old radio station was doing Duran Duran in England. Mm-hmm. And my wife was, that's her era, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had given up drinking. This was long. I failed since. Mm-hmm. You know, but I was sober at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, somebody in this house needs to live like a rock star. I want you to go get a first-class ticket. I want you to go to England. I want you to stay in the best hotel. I want you to see Duran Duran. You can take your girlfriend if you want. You can drink champagne all weekend. Because I spend nothing. I don't have any expensive habits at all. I'm a member of Y. That's my whole life.
Right.
And a 1967 car that doesn't run.
Right.
I said, go live like a rock star, will you? Quick side note is, the ticket was $5,000.
Wow.
First class on Branson.
It is
but
nuts.
This.
Yeah.
You ready? She walks up to the door. Branson takes her ticket,
tears
it, shakes her head, and says, thank you so much for flying my airline.
Virgin Atlantic.
Goes in, and then serves drinks for half the flight, and then personally wakes her up. He doesn't touch her. This is not a funny story that way. But he wakes her up because it's time for her massage. Richard Branson took
right.
the tickets, served the drinks, and woke you up when it was time for your massage. And that's a guy with $1 bazillion
right.
that could just be anywhere.
And your Gretchen, your wife now, will, whenever his name pops up, thinks, this
that's
guy.
That's that guy. Exactly.
Right.
And
so,
you know what? I wasn't even there. And when his name pops up, I want to tell you what
well,
a great guy he is.
Well, because when you do that, you then create messengers who go out
right.
and spread
yeah.
your message. So all I'm saying is, people, we need to take a break. But the what you want out of life is everyone to think of you and go, that's that guy. That's that girl. That's what you want. And don't do it for them. Do it for you. All right. Speaking of doing it for you, an interesting story I heard a couple of weeks back. We finally got the guy on the phone. Dave Undis is chairperson of Life Shares. It's an organization where yeah. members agree to donate their organs and then they give the other members. I didn't like the fact that people don't donate their organs, yet you can get in line to get an organ when you're not planning on giving away your organs.
Right, not fair.
Yes. So he started a group, and you donate, you get them within the group. Why not? We'll take a break. We'll talk to him about this after this.
Less commercials, more Corolla. The Adam Corolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Frosty, I know I've made fun of you every day for the last 6 years. I'd finally like to say I'm sorry.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Frank. But you know, it's going to take more than words to make it up to me.
Well, Frank, the only way you can apologize is to give Frosty the gift of Kevin Jewelers. Now our listeners can actually say they're sorry with a $250 gift certificate. Enter to win on our contest page at 971freefm.com.
Frosty, I take it back. I only apologize because Kevin Jewelers made me.
I knew it!
Brought to you by Kevin Jewelers, California's choice for diamonds. Check out KevinJewelers.com for a location nearest you and 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Adam Carolla, American Genius.
Tom Likas is on the phone. Tom?
Hello, Adam.
Again, glad to hear you in such a jovial mood.
Yeah. Cheering me up already.
Well, that's what Mr. Brightside is for. Well, let's see. We don't have time to really talk to anyone else, but Tom, I can just tell you, and you can laugh along, this guy has an ex-wife that has stolen his kids. Jane is clinging to death and 2 days away from dying. Larry's caught in a bear trap. He's calling from a forest. Fred's family, entire family was blown up by Hezbollah.
You're very jovial this morning, Tom.
The Adam Carolla Show. Mornings on 97.1 Free FM.
2007 is here, and I have the perfect way to start the new year. Do something that makes you look good for a lifetime. Gives you one less thing to worry about every day. It makes you feel great about yourself. I'm talking about smooth, hair-free skin from Sona Med Spa. Legs, arms, back, face, underarms, bikini. How much time do you spend shaving, waxing, and dealing with hair? Now imagine that unwanted hair just gone forever. Just call Sona 714-434-SONA.
Check out Sona's special New Year's deal. You buy any laser hair removal package over $1,200 and get a free underarms package. That's an $800 value. Or take 30% off any Sona service of your choice. Got to hurry, though. The New Year's deal ends January 31st. Call right now, 714-434-SONA. Think of Sona for all of your New Year's resolutions. They can help with fine lines, wrinkles, age spots. And Sona uses the latest techniques with Botox, Restylane, and they also do a non-surgical fat reduction. Be Sona smooth. Call Sona, 714-434-SONA. Sona. Check them out online at sonaoc.com. That's 714-434-SONA.
American Choppers. I think it's American Chopper.
Yeah.
Yeah, American Chopper. They're on TLC now. They were on Discovery. Now they've switched to TLC. Good guys. Met those guys at a couple Discovery events. Big, scary, goofy guys who love hogs and American Muscle. Well, good news is they're switching over to TLC. That is this Thursday, January 18th. Well, that would be next Thursday, I suppose. January 18th at 9 o'clock on TLC. New bikes, new shop, same bad attitude. And the guys are going to be out in L.A., unless L.A. means Louisiana. I'm guessing they're going to be right here in L.A. They're going to do a ride across L.A. Exclusive star-studded parties celebrating American Chopper's new home on TLC. So how do you do it? How do you get involved with this? The Tuttles, the Choppers, the bikes, the celebrities. Only 20 winners and their guests are going to get the all-access pass. What you need to do is you need to listen to Conway and Whitman. That's right. Well, you're probably listening anyway. Conway and Whitman, be the 97th caller. Wow, that's a lot of callers, isn't it?
I was just thinking that.
The only way to win is to be the 97th caller.
One person better call 90 times.
On Conway and Whitman, and you're going to get a prize pack and join in with the Tuttles. So, TLC, American Chopper, they're back.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
It's been 50 years of quality, of durability, of unmatched reliability. It's Toyota's 50th anniversary. Celebrate with an incredible $2,000 factory cash back or 1.9 APR on all remaining new 06 Siennas. That's right. Buy or lease. Get $2,000 cash back or low 1.9 financing when you drive off in a dependable new 06 Sienna. But hurry. When the 06 Siennas are gone, so are these deals.
We make it easy.
Don't miss the savings on the last of the 06 Siennas during Toyota's 50th anniversary. See your Toyota dealer today. Offers cannot be combined. Vehicles must be purchased or leased from new car dealer stock by midnight, 1:30:07. Limited term financing through Toyota Financial Services to qualified Tier 1 and Tier 2 credit customers only. 50th anniversary savings at your Southern California Toyota dealer. Toyota, moving forward.
Toyota owners, your Southern California Toyota dealer has two tickets to Mountain High waiting for you with any service of at least $69.99. Visit ToyotaOwnersOnline.com for details.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, if you're a homeowner, we have something very important to tell you. You know, when it comes to our homes and our money, there's really only one company that we trust, and that company is Best Funding. With all the tricky bait-and-switch mortgage companies out there, and there are a lot of them, it's important to work with honest people. And at Best Funding, they practice responsible lending. And thanks to a loan process developed by Fernando Perez, you can take advantage of today's great interest rates, even if you don't have good credit. And Fernando and all the great people at Best Funding can get money into your hot little hands within about 12 days, no inflated rates or none of those unnecessary fees.
And speaking of those unnecessary fees, a recent independent study found that over 80% of mortgages and refis have hidden fees, or they deceive you when they tell you the terms. Why? Because they know you don't know much about the mortgage business. And especially if you have poor credit, they will take advantage of you. Don't play roulette. Go with someone who's been doing this for years and takes pride in being a responsible lender. That's Fernando Perez at Best Funding at 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Here's what's coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? We got a new edition of Music Monday for you. Best and worst TV theme songs. Jack Man's Choice, Will and Grace. I love that show. For the chick, not gay. And we'll be giving away tickets to both the Playboy Mansion and the AVN Awards. Looks like the Jack Man's going to be hitting the retail button this morning, if you know what I mean. And by that, I mean masturbating. Bye.
Thanks, Jack. And now Adam with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci on the Adam Carolla Show.
That's right. So, I think it was a couple of weeks ago I heard about organ donation has always been something that I have been interested in. And I heard, I'm surprised that more people aren't down with it. It's,
if you don't mind my asking, why the interest more than, say, logging or rock collecting?
Well, I do enjoy flumes and falling trees or felling
seriously,
trees.
I mean,
but
obviously, you've given it some consideration, but just because you think you're going to be in a car wreck or...
I'll tell you why. I like society when it's working and society when it's not working sort of interests me. Mm. Selfishness is something that I have an obsession with, or at least a preoccupation with. I don't like people who, like for instance, the sort of false lawsuits or erroneous lawsuits or something like that. They drive me insane.
You've been around long enough. Haven't you suffered some?
No.
Oh my God.
I've never been sued personally. I've had companies I've worked with been sued, but I've never sued anyone. I've never called the cops. I've never done anything.
I paid $50,000 to prove I'd never met a person.
Well,
never seen this person in my whole life, and it cost me $50,000 to prove it. The judge said he wasn't in the state. We have proof that you were in this state, and he was 3,000 miles away, lady. Judgment for Mr. Bonaducci, and she declared bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So it cost me $50,000 to prove I never met a lady who saw me on TV and said, you know what, he was here last night.
Well, also annoying, people who want organs but refuse to be donors. Yes, Adam?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And Danny, write that story down and put it in the hopper of the many that we have to give
you.
We'll do a whole show on the legal system.
It's also a good name for his package.
But Dave Undis is on the phone. Now, Dave, I heard the story a few weeks back, maybe before we went to break, talking about it angers me that I don't know what percentage of people are organ donors, but 100% of us may need an organ, but none of us want to do it because it's voluntary and because you don't have to.
I'm looking at lungs.
You're looking at lungs? Yeah, looking Dave? At
lungs. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for coming
Great.
On the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So quickly tell us about your organization.
Our organization is called Life Sharers. It's LifeSharers. We're mm-hmm. a network of organ donors, and we want our organs to go to other organ donors rather than to people who aren't willing to share the gift of life.
I completely agree, and why shouldn't it work this way? Everything else in life works this way, or at least is supposed to work this way, which is you put in, and thus you get out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, a union or whatever. You're involved with this group. Everyone collectively agrees to put into the pot, and then you may need to take a withdrawal every once in a while.
You say everything in life works that way, but if you think about it, old expressions usually become old expressions because they're true. This one I don't think is 100% true, but nice guys finish last.
Yes.
So things don't always work. As you know, everything else in life doesn't work as well as this does.
Well, here's what I think.
This is a brilliant idea.
I believe people need incentives. And I think if you said to people, look, you can get organs, but you don't have to be an organ donor, but then 90% of society goes, well, fine, let me check that box. You know what I mean? But if you say, you need an organ, you need to be a donor, then they'll do it. So, Dave, what percentage of this country is an organ donor?
It's about 40%. But as you've said, just about 100% would say, yeah, I'll take an organ if I can get one.
Why are people squeamish about becoming donors?
It forces you to think about your death. Nobody likes to think about that.
That is, you know, it's not just your death and you're lying there. You're in a cold, you know, you're in CSI's little thing.
And you're
scooping
getting cut into pieces.
Gooey parts out of you and sewing onto some other fat 12-year-old girl.
Oh, look, I definitely understand. Plus, I figure when I give whoever my heart or my lungs or my eyeballs, they're going to go on and be a killer.
Right.
Serial killer.
And you did it. So
yes,
it's your
it'll
fault.
Be able to be, right. Corolla's brain will be in their head
See,
or the heart.
I want to
chest.
Be an organ donor. I just can't imagine which one of my organs anyone would want.
Corneas?
Let's not go for Danny's liver.
You
that
know, Danny, people would rather live with your kidney than die waiting for another one.
Yeah, I can say my...
I disagree.
You're going to live all day with one of my kidneys.
Yeah. My stepfather had a kidney transplant, and he lived an extra 10 years on the new kidney. Female kidney.
You know what I'd like? You know, it'd be a power move. You know how when they go, his body's rejecting
yes.
the organ?
Right.
I would like my organ to reject the body. What's the problem? Oh, no. His body's cool with Corolla's kidneys. Corolla's kidneys don't want to go in that club. He don't like that guy. He's turned his kidney nose up at the body.
Well, I would think the family would get a lot of solace from knowing that their lost loved one was able to help other people live longer.
One would think, but then there's a lot of wacky religions and things like that in this country as well that might prevent people from this. Is there...
Every major religion supports organ donation.
Huh. They do.
Jewish?
Yes, they do.
Yep.
All right.
Jews?
Yep.
So
yep.
40% of the country is a donor, which is surprisingly high. I would have thought it was 10% or 15%. But through your organization, you can have a group of people who are donors, thus they will be pulling from their own pool, right?
Right. If you join Life Sharers, you say, I want to be an organ donor, and I want my organs to go to other organ donors.
And
in exchange, everyone else in the group is doing the same for you, so you're increasing your chances of getting a transplant if you ever need one.
And how does one do that? How do we become members of Life Sharers?
Well, you go to our website. It's lifesharers.org, yeah. LifeSharers. Yeah. Or you call our toll-free number.
Can you spell that one more time? I'm kidding.
LifeSharers. LifeSharers.org.
Give me your toll-free number. That's easy.
Our toll-free number is 888-ORGAN-88.
Mm. That's easy.
Pretty easy to remember.
Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
My name's Danny Bonaducci. Can you just write it down that you can't have any part of me and now I'm in so I don't really have to call anybody or do anything? I'm kind of lazy that way.
Yeah, I'll sign you up, but I need your birth date and your address.
Okay.
And let me just caution you, because I dialed the Oregon 88 number.
Yeah.
One digit off, you're in a totally different world.
Yeah.
I don't even want to get into
Oregon.
It. It has nothing to do with the hospital or life shares or anything.
There's a nasty nurse involved, I believe.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a few questions. What is, and how old are you before you're too old to donate an organ, or is there an age, and does it depend on the organ?
There's really no age limit. I read a story in a paper a couple months ago about a guy who got a liver from a 92-year-old man.
Really?
Yeah.
And that is not going... I mean, if you have a good liver, you have a good liver. Doesn't matter if it's a 92-year-old man or a 21-year-old man?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And again, wouldn't you rather have a 92-year-old liver than be dead?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
we got about 8,000 people every year dying because there aren't enough organs to go around.
Plus you'd think.
Dave, I feel like your strategy of then be dead is almost bulletproof.
Yeah.
Like, because
no,
you could
exactly.
fill in almost like, wouldn't you rather have your head dipped in a bucket of hot hippo flop than be dead?
If you answer,
if you answer every scenario, if you finish every single scenario with then be dead, and by the way, don't limit it to your professional life. Do it with your wife, too. You want to eat Thai food. You don't want to eat Mexican. Wouldn't you rather eat or be dead? I think almost everyone will agree with you almost all the time. So,
Dave, I see your point.
Except,
in other words.
Except me. Because I'll say, no, I want to be dead. And then no one will have the balls to pull the trigger.
You can live a few extra years on maybe an old liver rather than the diseased liver that you have.
Well, maybe. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Or can a 90-year-old liver in a guy who never drank or whatever, could that liver go on for another 30 years?
I'm not sure you're going to get another 30 years out of a 90-year-old liver. But again, the alternative is dying today.
But right. There is that bulletproof again. But on the other hand, my liver is, believe it or not, shot. But
no.
You know why I say believe it or not? Not from anything you would think. I got jaundice last year.
Well, would you accept a transplant if you needed one, Danny?
Of course I would.
Of course you would.
Then you got to sign up.
I am. I'm, dude, when you're on hold, I'm going to give you my address and my birthday. I'm going to do this right now so I don't have to fool around. I'm not kidding.
And then I'll get up with the other two.
I'll do it as well.
So,
the other two.
I want you to know, out of all the things I've ever done to myself, and you'll probably know this to be true, a very respected cholesterol medicine gave me jaundice and turned me orange.
Oh, really?
That's why it says on all those things, if you have any liver problems, and some say if you have liver problems, and some say if you have severe liver problems, cholesterol medicine, especially a couple of the most popular kind, I won't say what they are because they work really well at lowering your cholesterol, but if my liver was damaged anyway, totally turned me orange from head to toe, and there was no medicine to take because all medicine passes through your liver. I just had to sit there orange till it all went away.
Are you still orange?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just my color now.
Well, you look good.
No, it was mostly the gross of the whites of my eyes. I had these specially glasses made so I could look like they're prescription, so it was okay to not take them off inside.
Hey, Dave.
Yep.
Where are you calling from?
Nashville, Tennessee.
And what is your background? How did you get involved with this?
I just kept reading about people dying waiting for transplants, and I kept reading other stories about how most people aren't willing to donate. I put two and two together and said, you know, if you don't want to be an organ donor, get to the back of the line.
Right. I love that. And what do you feel, or how do you feel about people buying parts?
If people could buy parts, we wouldn't have this problem. But that's illegal, so this is the best solution that's available.
So you feel like they should be able to do that?
Personally, I do, yes.
Right, because that's the that's the way we have this country set up, which is give some incentive to the people that aren't doing what you want them to do. You want them to donate their organs. They don't want to donate their organs.
Why don't they?
So offer them a few $100. Every 19-year-old in the world will sign up for it at the DMV, and thus we have a plethora of organs to choose from, right?
Or just pay people for debt for organs from dead people. You don't need to take livers out of or kidneys out of live people.
Mm.
Just, you know, pay for funeral expenses or something when someone dies, if you can take their organs.
I know my family would be more than happy to part me out for just a couple of nickels.
But also, they'd part me out for their wheel wells to a 67 caddy.
Oh, you'll be in a stick on your front lawn. They'll be charging 50 cents a look. What about this, though? It just popped in my head. But if you go to the DMV, that's where you do your organ. That's where you check that box off, right?
Right.
If you offered every 19-year-old I knew growing up, or 18 or 17-year-old I knew growing up, if you offered them $100, they would have checked that box off.
If you offer them $1, they'll check it off.
See, I can't see not checking it off.
Well, then what is so fundamentally wrong with that?
I think it's checking your box.
There's nothing fundamentally wrong with that. The problem is that it's not being done. Right now, the only reason to donate your organs when you die is because it's going to help someone else.
Well, I understand, but why can't we get the man behind this idea?
Good question. People have been trying to do that for 25 years.
Is it that playing God thing that everyone freaks out about?
Oh, it's people start freaking out about, taking kidneys from poor people and transplanting them.
But again, I said the $100 box at the DMV. If you don't want the $100, don't check it off.
By the way, I'm one of the few people that will probably go on the air and say proudly, I'm down with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really, really poor or really, really stupid and adding no service to society, they could do that cocoon thing with you where they just suspend you and part you out, I'm fine with that.
Harvest.
Yeah. If you're not adding anything to society, I say carve you up, give me your kidney.
Well, Dave, do you know what the percentage of people that were organ donors was in 1987, for instance? Are we heading the right direction?
There really hasn't been much movement at all. The shortage of organs keeps getting larger and larger every day.
Mm-hmm. And this is also one of these things with organ donation that I feel like our country spends a S-load of money on public service announcements that involve secondhand smoke and child seats and click it or ticket. We seem to be obsessed with wearing your seatbelt and secondhand smoke, yet I rarely ever see a heads up on the organ donation thing as well. One that would seem, I think they got the message out about smoking about 20 years ago, and certainly secondhand smoke and seatbelts. Why not more interest, more funding, more whatever around organ donation? Is it just morbid and people are freaked out by it?
Well, it doesn't work to a large extent. Just about everybody in this country knows that there's a need for more organ donors. Just about everybody in this country says they're all in favor of it, but nobody signs up. You got it, right, as you said, you got to give them an incentive.
Is that true, or is it just they don't know to flip over the box and know exactly where that box is? I can't see anyone not doing it on purpose. I can see maybe, I thought Jewish people could not be buried without all their organs, without all their parts.
Not true.
I didn't know that was, I thought it was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot imagine anybody is going, yeah, sure, if I'm dead, take my eyes, no sweat.
Well, again, the difference between getting zero and getting a dollar would be all the difference in the world. Give them something. And then how about this, Dave? Perhaps we should be working it this way, which is, how about driver's ed? How about all the drivers?
They're doing that, too.
They are.
But until you give people a reason that's going to do something for themselves, it's just not going to work.
So
people don't do it because it helps other people.
I understand you hate human beings as much as I do, Dave, ironically. But a lot of disdain for the human race.
Yeah,
and voice.
Both of you live in my shadow of hate.
Nobody did more for organ donation. Nobody hated his fellow humans as much as Dave Undis. But Dave, so now my kid goes to high school and he takes driver's ed. That driver's ed will give my kid a heads up before he goes to the DMV. Hey,
they
by the way,
in a lot of places, yeah,
good.
They do. Okay, well, that is a good thing. And again, don't hang your head, buddy. 40%,
it's pretty good,
much higher than I thought. And how do we compare to other countries?
Don't know.
Why not?
because it, because China, when they do it every 20 minutes, they need another organ.
I'm talking about Europe. Like, shouldn't... See, what you got to do is you got to go out and get information about what the French are doing, find out that they're 53%, and then shame us.
Okay. Well, that would be pretty shameful.
Can I tell you right now, that little thing he does that's bulletproof, or you're dead, just found a hole in it. Somebody comes up to me right now and says, listen, you want a French kidney, or you want to be dead? Shoot me now.
Really? That's right. You wouldn't take a French kidney?
Traitorous bastards. Goose stepping around the Eiffel Tower if it weren't for us.
Dave?
Yes, Adam.
You're doing the Lord's work. You're literally doing the Lord's work.
And don't hang up on him, because I really want to join right now, because I won't join later. I'll forget.
Okay.
Lifeshares.org is where you go. I think this is a brilliant idea. I have always thought that, look, we were, maybe this will become a theme this morning, but we were talking earlier this morning about you are living with a group of human beings, not woodchucks or polar bears. How do you get those human beings to do what you'd like them to do? Now, we were talking about it in terms of how would you get them to do what you'd like them to do for you, but as a society, you know, as a society, you have to think, if you're a politician, and as a politician, you're essentially a trainer at the circus. You've got a bunch of elephants. You don't want them to stampede. There's more of them than there are of you. How do you keep them happy? How do you keep them clean? How do you keep them healthy? And how do you keep them from not stampeding through the town?
Right.
That's what you do as a politician. Now, you want something. As a politician, you should say to yourself, well, it'd sure be nice if we had enough organs to go around and we didn't have a long waiting list of people. How do we rectify this problem? Well, obviously asking them to check the box just from their own goodwill with no incentive at all is not going to work. Perhaps we should set aside a couple of bucks, offer them $50 a pop at the DMV. We go from 40% to 75% overnight. If you offer that $100,
right.
Go to the DMV, look to your right, look to your left. There's not a human being in there that wouldn't kill one of your family members for $100.
Right.
Including the people that work at the DMV.
Including me.
Including Danny.
Yeah. But
so, offer them that money, get them to check that box, and then end of problem.
But didn't we talk about the our disdain for people? Now, if there's 40% that are doing this, there's got to be 60% of people that the world will get on just fine without. Mm-hmm. They just shouldn't get an organ.
I completely and wholeheartedly agree, and this is what life is about.
Anybody who's ever been on Jerry Springer besides me, and it was an accident, you know, don't give them a kidney.
You make a decision in life. Do you want car insurance? Do you want to pay for it? Do you want to do that? Do you want to have premiums? No, I don't. Good. But if you get into an accident or your car gets stolen, well, sorry, you're on your own.
Right.
Isn't this how life works in most other facets of life? Okay. Dave, nice job. We need to take a break. T.
Put him on hold.
He's on hold. Coming up in the news.
Well, we were talking about organs. Lindsay Lohan got her appendix out, or did she? Lots of speculation about that. Also, Trump still in a feud. And I got some news about Terrell Owens when he offers support to a friend. He does a nice job.
How's your voice doing, baby doll?
Well, it's kind of on the cusp of disgusting and sexy.
Yeah, no, it's working.
Which is, by the way, a really nice combination, darling.
It sounds like you're about to cry.
No.
You
all
right?
Just a flu. Oh,
nothing like making love to a crying girl.
It's not Danny's vein that's put you off?
It's a flu.
That was very sexy.
We'll take a quick break. Be back with news after this.
Hey, there's more Adam on the way. Plus Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Leo Quinones here, and the snow season is in full force up in Telluride, Colorado. I'll be there February 3rd through the 7th with Free FM, so come out and party with me. They've put together a massive snow package, which includes airfare, lift tickets, and lodging at the Mountainside Inn for only $9.99. Telluride is unreal. Insane runs, no lift lines, and sick places to party 10,000 feet above sea level. Book it now. The offer is such a good deal. Call 800-291-2288. 800-291-2588 or book online at 971freefm.com.
Did you know that you're far more at risk of being arrested for drunk driving during this time of year? When the happy hours collide with the shadows of an early sunset, and the police just happen to be around, at a time when your freedom, your job, your driver's license, and your reputation can all go to Hades in a handbasket quicker than you can say, Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman. The overwhelming majority of drunk driving arrests are made during nighttime. During this time of year, there are more checkpoints, task forces, and police officers who are searching for people who drink and drive. While having our streets safe is everyone's goal, the devastation of a drunk driving conviction oftentimes can be avoided. We're in a position to help you, your loved ones, and your friends. Call me, Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman, at 888-4-TOP-GUN. That's 888-4-TOP-GUN. That's 888, the number 4, T-O-P-G-U-N. Because friends don't let friends plead guilty.
Hey, it's Tim Conway Jr. here. If you've been diagnosed with high cholesterol, you have three choices. Either A, ignore it, in which case you'll probably die. B, reduce it with medication, prescriptions, and the side effects that come along with those deals. Or C, choose a completely natural way, that's what I did, and lower your cholesterol with Rescue 1250, Rescue LDLX2 with niacin, and also Rescue Cell Power. There are 150 million Americans walking around right now with high cholesterol, and only one real natural way to reduce it, and that's what I did. So if you are interested in reducing your cholesterol a completely natural way, then tune into this station, 97.1 Free FM, each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Dr. Benigni is with us every Sunday, and he teaches people how to lower their cholesterol a completely natural way. So Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., or better yet, call them now. 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-26-A-L-I-V-E.
This is Southern California Mercedes-Benz Radio Award, take one.
Southern California has a lot of awards ceremonies. Too many, if you ask me. I mean, how many American People's Golden Choice Awards can we take? But when an industry leader recognizes you for being the very best, well, that's still pretty big news. And that's exactly what happened to Mercedes-Benz when Motor Trend named the 7-passenger GL its 2007 Sport Utility of the Year. It's a full-sized vehicle built with a unibody platform, which makes this luxury SUV ride not like a lumbering truck, but more like a smooth and graceful Mercedes sedan. They also recognize the GL for its ingenious use of space, with 83.3 cubic feet of cargo room with the second and third row seats down, not to mention its powerful 335-horsepower V8. So stop by your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer today and test drive the 2007 GL, Motor Trend's Sport Utility of the Year. We get the trophy, you take home the winner. It's win-win.
Nice. That was Southern California Mercedes-Benz. Around here, you have to love what you drive.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
If you like to drive and your present job just isn't doing it for you anymore, the Sigma Network has an opportunity to do what you like, get paid for it, and get paid well. In fact, Sigma's $2,000 sign-on bonus means drivers get paid especially well. The Sigma Network, a division of Cisco Food Service, needs hard-working men and women with commercial driver's licenses to transport products to nationally recognized chain restaurants. As a Sigma delivery driver, you'll earn as much as $1,200 a week, plus quarterly bonuses up to $4,000 annually. And there's more. Delivery drivers are eligible for a generous benefits package, such as pension plan, stock purchase program, paid holidays, personal days, 2 weeks vacation the first year, and medical, dental, vision, and life insurance. Call Sigma at 661-723-0405 or apply online at SigmaNetwork.com. That's SYGMANetwork.com. Apply now, because when you deliver for Sigma, they deliver for you. Call 661-723-0405 or go to SYGMANetwork.com.
Are you lost among renters in a buyer's market? Have you been telling yourself that you're just waiting for the right time to invest? Stop throwing your money away. Call the expert staff at Wings Realty today at 866-691-0466. The real estate professionals at Wings will make buying your dream home a reality. They'll handle every step of the house hunting and buying process, from choosing the right home for you and your family to negotiating the best deal and securing the loan. Call them at 866-691-0466. It is now a buyer's market. Don't let the opportunity to improve your credit and establish wealth pass you by. If you've been burned by bad loans and are facing foreclosure, don't wait. Now's the time to let the specialists at Wings Realty show you the trade secrets that others don't want you to know. Wings Realty can save you and your home. Call them today at 866-691-0466. That's 866-691-0466.
More Adam Carolla in less than a minute on 97.1 Free FM.
Right now is the time for you to try and score a brand new Panasonic 42-inch HD TV. Just call 866-EASY-WIN, 866-327-9946. If you're the right caller, you might get a brand new Panasonic big screen to watch the big game, thanks to your big pals here at 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
This Free FM brought to you by LA Healthcare Plan. Find affordable healthcare for your kids. For example, a family of four earning up to $57,000 could qualify. Call LA Care Health Plan at 888-4-LA-KIDS. That's 888-4-LA-KIDS.
The Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late breaking. Teresa Strasser.
A woman was taking a flight out of Washington, D.C. Apparently, she had terrible gas.
The number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, indeed, indeed. Time for my favorite part of the show, Teresa Strasser and the news.
President Bush is, as we speak, putting the finishing touches on a revised war strategy he plans to announce this week, probably on Wednesday. In addition to a troop increase, the proposal may also provide more money for jobs and reconstruction programs in Iraq. So some of the carrot and some of the stick. Now, meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi...
Hold on.
Yes?
I feel like it's time for us just to all move to Iraq.
All
because,
of us?
Well... It seems to be the lead of and every news story. It seems to be where all the money's going. It seems to be where
right.
all the well, everyone's concentrating. It is a weird time we're living in where we take all the greatest minds in our country and have them focus on another country 24-7 for the last 5 years. I feel like if we can't beat them, let's join them. Let's just move it all. Move the Arby's, move the Danny's Beloved Beef Bowl, which
My
would be a nice name. Danny's Beloved Beef Bowl, which would be a great name for Teresa's V, by the way.
I'm a vegetarian.
Well, that's another good name. Yeah, Danny's Beloved Beef Bowl, move the Starbucks. We'll take my Arclight Theater. Just come on. That's all we focus on anyway. Let's get some use out of it and just move the F over there. Everyone goes over there.
The problem with your theory, though, is if we can't beat them, join them. We can beat them. We just don't feel like it.
Well, we have to talk about it some more. That's all I'm saying.
We have smart bombs to kill one guy instead of stupid bombs to kill everybody.
Well, would you care for our beloved NFL to move over there?
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay. I didn't think so. Now,
I didn't think that out.
I wouldn't notice they were gone.
I didn't think that out. Bite
Adam
your tongue.
Would. Now, in
Bite
sports,
your beef ball.
In sports news, in sports news, like the Dallas Cowboys had a chance to kick a go-ahead field goal with just over a minute left of their playoff game against the Seahawks. However, quarterback Tony Romo, who also happens to be their holder, botched the hold. Now, here he is talking about it. I don't know if he comes to tears, but you'll hear at the end of this a very heavy sigh, which in my experience generally precedes tears.
Mm. Didn't catch the ball, and I didn't get it down. And I don't know. It happened pretty quick. I didn't get the ball down, and It obviously cost us the game. I don't know that I've ever felt this low, you know, at any point. So, I don't know. It's,
Well, he's going to do some soul-searching over the offseason. When I say soul-searching, I mean 6 months' worth of golf and TFing Jessica Simpson.
Well, he actually got some comfort from Terrell Owens.
You know, it's funny. This will give you... This is when you transcend sports.
Yes.
I know who that is.
Terrell Owens.
T.O.
Yeah. T.O.
Yeah.
You did a thing about Allen and Iverson yesterday.
Yes.
I know who that is.
The answer.
That's the answer. No, that's his name.
That's when you transcend just your sport. Because I even think I know the sport he plays.
What?
He's a basketball player with a lot of tattoos.
For
right?
what team?
Oh, I wouldn't know that.
That's a trick question. He just got traded.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear what Terrell Owens, you know, notably a sensitive guy, what he has to say to comfort Tony Romo.
I just told him just hang in there. You know, that's the only words of advice that I could give him. You know, he was definitely in tears, and, you know, I told him, you know, I'm here if he needs me. And, you know, it's tough. It's definitely tough for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he may be one of the few guys who feels like, well, my vacation starts today. or later tonight.
You
know what I mean?
Feeling. Yeah.
You do. Ultimately, it's a job that you get paid for, and it's time to start my golf vacation because we're not going to work next week.
No.
Well, speaking of golf, Donald Trump, owner of many a golf course, and now owner of many a feud, continues to go on and on about how much he hates Rosie O'Donnell. The Apprentice season 6 premiered last night. But meanwhile, he went on David Letterman on Friday night. Now, I, for me, the insult degenerate seems a little bit old school, but the Donald is sticking to it. Mm-hmm. Here he is on Letterman going off on Rosie.
I've always felt she's a degenerate.
You can't just say she's a degenerate.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say that.
Did you ever watch her act?
I like her. I think she's funny and smart. Here's the point.
I heard she doesn't like you.
that's a pretty long line.
See, normally I would say when a guy's feuding with a woman, sort of pick on someone your own size. Like, come on, buddy, don't mess. This is a lady. You don't speak this way about a lady. But in this particular instance, I will say, Donald, watch your ass.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Too.
Like, because I feel like you want to go at it with Joe Rogan, so be it. But you may run into him at a bar, and he may get you in a suplex or a pile driver or something.
That'd be a bad guy.
That would be a bad guy.
I've often thought about that, the way my weird mind works.
But you pick on a woman, and most people go, come on, don't bully her. She's a part. But no, you better hope she doesn't run into you, Donald. That's what I'm saying.
The thing is, because I don't think of the word degenerate as old school, I think of it as really a nice word that really describes what you believe that person to be.
Yeah, I think it's gone.
Mean word.
Bring back Cretan
for my
money, too. That's right.
Rat bastard, that's another thing. A guy came up to me. Do I have 2 seconds?
Yes.
Guy comes up to me in the gas station. I used to know from a 12-step meeting. He's a junkie, heroin junkie. And he put on some weight, and he looked okay, right? And he said, hey. And I turned around and I said, hey, because I actually kind of liked him. He was a rock star, kind of. And was going to give me guitar lessons. And I like people who try to improve themselves. Mm-hmm. So I registered his face and his name, and I talked to him maybe 10 times in my life. The other day, he comes up to me in a gas station and flips out screaming at me like I've done something to me. But then he calls me a piece of ass right to my face. He says, you're nothing but a piece of ass. Well, in Philly,
that's what
you say right before you shoot a guy. You know, it's like, you're nothing. And
right.
Bang, you're in The Sopranos. So I couldn't believe it, but that, it's like, degenerate, and you're a piece of S, are really to the point, you know what I mean, of insults.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like F face, but which is weird.
That's just being mean. Now.
It
that's
could
just
be a combo.
Yeah,
well, like why did he freak out on you?
He wouldn't tell me, because once he said that, I got really worried about, because I was pumping gas in a 67, and it's very difficult to get those new nozzles in, so I was really paying attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I turned around, he was still calling me these names, but while walking away. And I wasn't going to chase him down, which I would have, but then you got to remember, he's also an IV drug user, and I don't want to cut my knuckles on his teeth.
Good point.
You could get AIDS.
Believe me, this has crossed my mind before.
You could get more AIDS.
Can you get more AIDS? Yeah.
I think you could.
Yeah. I have like a 7, and I'm going up to
a
10.
I'd like to try.
Well,
once he said that, I thought, it's on. You got to protect yourself. The same thing with degenerate. It lets me know he thinks she lives in the gutter and eats from the street and will sleep with anyone and doesn't bathe.
I think there's
a great word.
I think that's a thinly veiled lesbian.
Is it?
Thing. Well,
in other words, it's a perversion.
When you call someone a degenerate, what you're saying is you, when you call somebody a piece of ass, you just don't like that person. When you call them a degenerate, you're sort of commenting on their lifestyle.
I think you're right.
Gambling, drugs, I think the lesbian thing. That's what they mean.
I think in this case, Adam is completely right. I think basically it's not even that thinly veiled. He said degenerate because she's a girl who sleeps with girls.
I
that's a degenerate
that.
Thing to do.
He has
brought up her
girlfriend.
Sexual proclivity a couple of times. I'll send one of my guys over. He'll woo your girlfriend away.
Girl.
Yeah, Donald's old school.
I'm waiting for him to get hip and start calling her a jive turkey. All right, let's talk about Lindsay Lohan.
Nice.
You may remember she had her appendix out last week. Well, I guess she's a pretty fast healer because about 48 hours after her appendix was taken out, she was seen out clubbing. There are pictures of her leaving bars less than 48 hours after her alleged appendectomy. Now, there's a lot of speculation about what she may or may not have had done in the hospital. She may have had her appendix out. That's what her people are saying. But at least one blogger and I'm telling you, this is not from me. This is from a blogger, is alleging that she either had an overdose or an abortion. I don't know. Those are rumors circulating.
Those two often go hand in hand.
Do they?
By the way, yeah.
Well, botched abortion. I mean, you don't go to the hospital for 3 days.
You can schedule an abortion, I think, and it would probably take a day, and you'd be out.
In the same amount of time it took for the appendix.
Yes, I don't know about an overdose.
If she stayed in the hospital, she stayed out of luxury. At the family planning of 25 years ago, you were in and out in 4 hours.
Yeah, do it in the parking lot.
Now, you, Adam, hate stupid lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a group called the Michigan Lawsuit Abuse Watch Group.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 10 years, they have been giving out awards for the worst warning labels, the stupidest warning labels. 2006, some of the award winners... Here's one from a laundromat. Do not put any person in this washer.
Mm.
Here's one from a jet ski. Never use a lit match or open flame to check fuel level.
Mm.
From a California lottery ticket, do not iron.
That's the only one I haven't seen. I've seen the others.
And here's one from a cell phone owner's manual. Don't try to dry your phone in a microwave oven.
Yeah.
That's two I haven't seen. Two out of four.
Right.
The other two, have you seen them? The don't check your fuel level with a match?
I probably have.
On the two-stroke, I've seen that.
And this one is pretty good, too. I don't know if you've seen it because it's from the Augusta, Georgia Yellow Pages. Please do not use this directory while operating a moving vehicle.
Yeah.
That could be true of all books.
Yeah, and except the Bible. I think the man will give you a pass on that
true.
One. But, yeah, I don't like all the labels. I don't like all these stickers. You know, we just past Christmas, you open a few gifts, and I find myself peeling stickers off of things. And
choking hazards. And
although this is not exactly what you had. Even price tags on, let's just put it this way. You ever do this thing where you buy an item, whether it's a bottle of champagne or a flower pot, and at a certain point you want to either display it or give it to somebody, and you start that thing with your fingernail, and then you dog ear it and you tear it, but it leaves half itself behind, and then you start scraping more with your fingernail, and then a few years later when you look at the flower pot, you see a dirt patch where the thing was, and I think to myself, really? I have to get out some 220 sandpaper, wet dry sandpaper, and some paint thinner, some denatured alcohol to get rid of this thing. How about we just come up with one thing that can peel off cleanly? As a matter of fact, and I don't know why I've been doing a lot of this lately, but I spent the weekend trying to get stickers off parts and things that I was assembling and buying and stuff. How about we just have a sticker, and if it can't peel off in one piece, we don't use it? Meaning we do some sort of sticker switch in this country, whether it's a price tag or a warning label or a thing that says this is the left side and this is the right side. It doesn't come off unless you can get off in one piece.
At a decent liquor store, say Vendome, is the only one I know. It's been a while because I drink crap. But at a decent liquor store, that's what they do. You take up the bottle, and they take that price tag off with a razor right there and there.
Sure.
I think that should be done with most products. I think you should get up to the counter.
Yes.
And if it's not something that is in a container, like a glass of milk, and it's got a sticker, who cares? You can pour it out.
Oh.
But if it's something that's got a sticker that you need to remove, they should remove it as part of their job.
Also, the idea that you spend a bunch of time and bunch of money, as we talked about last week, aesthetically making something like an automobile is aesthetically desirable and pleasurable as possible, and then you put a bunch of stickers about airbags. And how about this one, the unleaded fuel only? Seeing as how you cannot purchase leaded fuel in this country since maybe 1981, maybe 1977, the fact that leaded fuel does not exist, I would say, would be a good reason to do away with the unleaded fuel thing that's on the flap and on the whatever. So
I'm good with that.
If it doesn't exist, and if we're going to go ahead and just distill it down to one more beat here, all of the warnings that follow the commercial where the guy's Humvee has been converted into a submarine via switch and now flown off the pier and gone underwater, and the thing says, do not attempt a special vehicle.
Right.
Oh, really? I can't just drive the Hummer off the end of the pier and go down with the fishies and pop up in Catalina for lunch. This doesn't work. I don't need all
I'm driving a PT Cruiser right now. I'm confident I'm not going off the pier at least sober.
Well, listen, this news has gone off the pier.
Oh, no.
Yes. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that was the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
Damn, we didn't even get to the box office, T.
I know, but listen.
Another good name for Teresa's feet.
I don't need Jack Silver up my arse.
All right, well, let's pretend.
No, you don't, because I did it to get this job. Really not that great.
Let's pretend that the news has been separated from the box office. Tell us
the top
and the bottom.
Okay, good. Oh, good, okay.
This is a separate box office report.
Jack, do you hear what I'm saying? This is not, do you hear the news music? There's no,
no
news music.
No, no news music.
News.
Box office.
Okay.
Well, he seems like a nice guy, and sometimes you guys make me scared of him.
No, he's a great guy. He likes the news to be bing, bang, boom.
That's right. Short and sweet, so we can get back to the Ace Man who's talking all the way through your news.
Okay, number one, Ben Stiller's Night at the Museum for the third week in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's made a lot of money. Number two, Will Smith, The Pursuit of Happiness, about a salesman who gets fired and tries to make his way in the corporate world with his little boy, who's played by his real-life little boy.
Let anyone ever tell you you can't do something. I don't feel like that adage has served the black community well.
No.
Get out of the car. Put your hands where I can see them. Don't you let anyone ever tell you you can't do something. Yes.
Well, it goes back to biblical proportions when the devil looks at Jesus and says, yo, just step off this cliff, man. Step off the cliff and God will save you.
Coming in at number three, Children of Men with Clive Owen and Julianne Moore. Number four.
I want to see that.
A new movie that I want to see. Hilary Swank's Freedom Riders, about a teacher at an inner city. I know it was better with Michelle Pfeiffer, but it still looks good.
It's Stand By Me, and not Stand By Me, it's
Stand and Deliver, Edward James, almost.
There's 28 of those movies at the Blockbuster. Let me explain that movie to you right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. It's a good-looking white woman. She goes into the inner city.
Yes.
Her husband and friends want to know what she's doing, but she didn't get into teaching to teach a bunch of brats in Beverly Hills. She wants to make a difference. She goes into the school. She's appalled at what's going on. The teachers are apathetic. They've turned their back to the kids. They're just warehousing them. She tries to make a difference at the beginning, and they pull her aside and explain to her how things work around here.
Right.
There's a part where they go, you don't thrive, you survive. You understand? If you can make it back to your car in one piece after 3:06 when the bell rings, that's a good day. These kids aren't going anyway. Well, she demands more.
Right.
So
right.
She... even though everyone around her is apathetic, she stands up, has a racially mixed class. Things start working well for a minute, and then tragedy. Somewhere at the beginning of Act 3, somebody, one of the prize students, gets shot, or the dad gets hauled off to jail. It's a real step backwards. They want to quit. She rallies the troops. They pull it together, and they win whatever it is at the end.
A condensed version, it's the Scholastic Rocky.
That's right.
Rounding out the top five. My beloved Dreamgirls.
Ozzy's reviewing Freedom Riders, by the way.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's right.
I think you've just given us a synopsis without even having seen it.
Well, you weren't going to hear it from him anyway.
Dreamgirls with Beyonce, Jamie Foxx, Eddie Murphy, and, of course, Jennifer Hudson.
Are there any white people in that movie review?
In Dreamgirls?
And just the
Oh, yes, yes.
Sure, Hilary Swank.
Yeah, no,
Ben Stiller, number
Robin
one.
Robin Williams plays one of the Rough Riders. I think that's the only white guy in the review.
Freedom Riders.
No, but he's in Night at the Museum.
Oh, right, yes, absolutely.
He plays Teddy Roosevelt.
I'm never
going to
get tired of this.
Some of us means not wearing a condom.
And also, of course, Charlotte's Web hanging in at number 7 with your beloved Dakota Fanning.
Mm. God, that kid's finding
the
work.
The most powerful woman in Hollywood.
It's look, okay, when they right? sit down with interviews with Dakota Fanning, and she's talking about what a joy Bobby De Niro was to work with, and she's 9.
Yeah.
So it's like, I would have been eating a booger and talking about wanting to be a professional astronaut pirate when I was 9, not talking about Bobby D and what a pro he was on and off the set.
You know, it's weird, though, because for me, I grew up the way I look at my 12-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. and she's being weird, and she's doing whatever the hell she's doing. I'm thinking, I won an Emmy at your age.
Oh,
did you?
You did. Bring it in tomorrow, please. Take it off the car hood and bring it in,
because
I want to see it.
If I ever get another big-ass award, not like that soup can that Joel gave me the day for smashing stuff over my head.
Right.
But if I get another big award, I'll have it made into a rapper necklace.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to need you at 866-901-ADAM.
Good.
Because there's a story out of, I'm going to guess Utah. The trial is going on now, or just starting, I believe. Parents kidnapped their 21-year-old daughter on the eve of her wedding because they're Mormons, and they didn't think the husband was good enough or the fiancé was good enough. So they actually abducted their own child. which in a way is could be argued as great parenting if you think about a lot of the marriages and a lot of the abuse and a lot of spousal whatever. But I want to know about your intervention stories. Has anyone ever pulled you aside and told you maybe you... Well, in as it pertains to relationships and marriage, has anyone ever pulled you aside and said, dude, this girl ain't for you, or I know something about, or I can't believe you're going to marry her, or has it done been done with the ladies to the guys? And then what about this move? What about the move where... You have a friends, they're couple, they break up, they were together for 2 years, they break up, you pull the guy aside and you say, and this is the biggest faux pas you can make,
ever.
You say, look, I didn't want to say anything while you and Tammy were together, I have too much respect for you, but thank God you dropped that miserable shrew. She would have ruined your life, I couldn't stand her, and by the way, does she think her ass looks great in those jeans? Oh my God, what a mess. This is the best day of your life. I know you're a little bummed out right now, dude. Believe me, you'll get over it. And then when you talk to him 10 days later, her and Tammy, him and Tammy, they got back together. As a matter of fact, they're engaged. And now you feel like a jackass because you can't take back all the horrible things you said. Danny, save those horrible things for after the break because we're going to one. Your stories of intervention after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
O'Higgins.
They say good help is hard to find, but in Beverly Hills, you just need to call their agents. Tonight on E!, go inside a world where no request is too big.
Please fill the tub with champagne for me. I need to soak.
Small.
The driveway really needs to be vacuumed.
Or outrageous.
I'm going to need you to wax me today.
From an executive producer of The Girls Next Door, an all-new high-maintenance 90210 at its new time, 10-9 Central, only on E!. God help the help.
Sunday at 9, 8 Central on VH1. 10 Surreal Life All-Stars, including Vanilla Ice, Emmanuel Lewis, Sandra, Peppa Denton, and Brigitte Nielsen, must put their fame to the test.
I feel that I'm famous.
Who will make it to the A-list, the B-list, or no list at all?
We're going to find out just how famous you really are.
The Surreal Life Fame Games. It's a fight to the famousest. An all-new episode Sunday at 9, 8 Central, only on VH1.
At Cupid.com, when we say the girl next door, we mean the girl next door, as in right down the street. We have a local focus that puts you in touch with women you can actually hang out with. And as far as not knowing how you feel about meeting someone online, well, kind of like stumbling across a Thursday night football game on TV. Might seem a little different at first, but it's still football, right? Go to the website and check it out. Who knows? Maybe you'll be spending the holidays with the girl next door.
Cupid.com. Because sometimes love is closer than you think.
This Wednesday.
This is the course I've chosen. And in the end, you're completely alone with it all.
The most highly acclaimed drama in television history is coming to A&E. The Sopranos.
You know who I am? You know what I do?
The power.
You got no idea what it's like to be number one.
The love.
What does she have that I don't have?
The loyalty.
I follow you into the gates of hell.
The vengeance.
There has to be consequences.
The Sopranos on A&E. Premieres Wednesday at 9, 8 Central.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1
FM. Powered by Sona Med Spa. Look better and feel better in 07. Call 714-434-SONA.
Tonight at 8 on E!, the gloves are coming off, divas are duking it out, and famous couples are going to the mat.
There's going to be a catfight, and then someone's going to sleep with David Spade. It gets that ugly real fast.
Round for round, we're counting down the 30 most outrageous celebrity feuds.
To call someone a fire crotch is just rude, but to sing a song about it is magical.
Then at 10, an all-new episode of the show the New York Post calls hilarious. High Maintenance 90210.
O'Higgins.
They say good help is hard to find, but in Beverly Hills, you just need to call their agents. Tonight on E!, go inside a world where no request is too big.
Please fill the tub with champagne for me. I need to soak.
Small.
The driveway really needs to be vacuumed.
Or outrageous.
I'm going to need you to wax me today.
From the executive producer of The Girls Next Door and all-new High Maintenance 90210 at its new time. When? At 10. Only on E! On Time Warner Cable.
New year, new you, and a bunch of resolutions. Which ones are you going to keep?
How about an easy one, like getting your eyes done at Laser Eye Center? They're dedicated to bringing you the most advanced and trusted treatment. All laser LASIK, highly sophisticated technology, taking your vision to 2020 and beyond. Their custom LASIK with LADAR 6000 technology is more effective, faster, and safer than ever before. And you should know that with other practices, it's all about the deal and the price. But at Laser Eye Center, it's all about you. They've performed over 200,000 procedures and have been voted best in SoCal for 5 years running. And right now, Laser Eye Center is offering zero down, zero interest financing to make better vision more affordable than ever. Just call 800-80-LASER. That's 800-80-LASER. Resolve to get better vision to start off the new year. Call Laser Eye Center at 800-80-LASER and visit LASEREyeCenter.com.
Laser Eye Center.
It adapts to uncontrollable elements from the sky. It adapts to unseen things from behind. It adapts to the unknown object around the next dark corner. But it's not a person. It's not an animal. It's not even alive. It is, however, aware of everything. The Lexus RX 350, with over 100 available sensors that adapt to a constantly changing environment so you don't have to. The RX activates rain-sensing windshield wipers, turns on the available rear-view backup camera when you shift into reverse, even rotates its headlamps 15 degrees to improve visibility on windy roads. But even more impressively,
turning air conditioner on.
It adapts to you. The Lexus RX 350. See your Southern California Lexus dealer or visit Lexus.com.
This fierce bit of Free FM brought to you by the U.S. Navy Reserve. Honor, courage, commitment. Reclaim it all in the Navy Reserve. Part-time Navy, full-time life. Learn more at NavyReserve.com.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey everyone, Frank here. It's the new year, and I own my car now. Before, I used to lease all the time, didn't really care what I did with it, just drove it around, ran out of gas, check engine light be on. I wouldn't care, but now I own my vehicle, I love it that much, and the only people I trust to look at it for any problem that I'm having are the good folks at AAMCO. Over half of drivers who have a problem with their transmission don't even know it, they assume the symptoms are related to something else. Do not be one of them. If you're driving with your check engine light on like I do occasionally, get it checked out for free at AAMCO. That's right, free. You call 1-800-GO-AAMCO or it's real easy. Log on to AAMCOSOCAL.com for the center nearest you. I trust no one but the good folks at AAMCO to look under my car. So do something nice for your car this year in 07. Take it to AAMCO. Let them give it the once over. Find out any problems and they'll fix it for you. Okay? Tell them I sent you. 1-800-GO-AAMCO. AAMCO. AAMCO. Transmissions, plus a whole lot more.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AAMCO center for details.
The Adam Carolla Show is back at the Playboy Mansion for another live broadcast on Thursday, January 18th.
Ooh, Carolla.
Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci with Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump Jr., plus Jimmy Kimmel, Hugh Hefner and the Girls Next Door, and David Alan Greer. Listen all this week to win tickets to join us at the Playboy Mansion. Special thanks to NBC's The Apprentice Los Angeles.
And Push the Alcohol.
And Miller Lite. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Did watch The Apprentice last night.
It
one of my
good.
Favorite shows.
No, it is.
I love the LA version.
Yeah, and it's weird. I feel like the format is so strong that it doesn't matter where you do it or who you do it with, it's just going to be good.
That's my life motto, dude. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you do it or who you do it with.
It's going to be
good.
How do you
feel about Ivanka?
Ivanka, I like. Well, you see. That's maybe another topic for another day, but I like her because I like the classy broads because I'm from the ghetto of North Hollywood and grew up around so many poor people that I don't like the trashy stripper look. I don't like this sort of stripper wedgies and tats and heels and all that kind of stuff. Maybe if you're rich and you grow up in the hills, you look at the bad girl and that's who you want. I grew up around too many of those women, and I like the classy
ones. Everybody wants the bad girl once that'll do bad things. But I think, yeah, the classy girl. But the classy girl, like the real classy girl, they're kind of hard to get to do certain stuff.
I know. No third input. I see. I know it, I read you, Danny.
No, it can be done.
But what you want is, I mean, ultimately, what I like is not the bad girl. I like the good girl or even the stuck-up girl, but I like to wipe that smile off her face. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
sure, it's more of a challenge.
That's right. So I like her. Plus, I think she does a great job on the show.
I think so, too.
Articulate. And just says nice economy of words. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So now we were talking about this story. I'm guessing it's out of Utah. It was
That's
a Mormon
right.
family. Yes. Fill us in on the details,
well,
Steve.
A husband and wife are now accused of kidnapping their daughter the day before she was supposed to get married.
You kidnap your own kid?
Yes.
Well, she's 21.
And he says yes.
Yes, you can. Well, no, legally, you absolutely can, but can you kidnap your own adult? I don't know.
And
forcible abduction is forcible abduction.
Mother and father both kidnapping their own kid. Yes, I know you can, but it does sound strange for you to kidnap your own kid. Yes.
It's true.
I one time made the mistake of saying I was staying home and babysitting my kids while my wife went out.
Mm-hmm.
The phones, I was on a girly station. The phones went crazy.
Not to let you alone with your own family?
No. You can't babysit your own children.
Oh, I
you
see.
You watch your own children.
I
what kind
see.
Of father are you? I couldn't believe it. Like, shut up,
well,
whiny
semantics,
bitches.
Yes.
These parents thought they were being good parents because they felt that their daughter's fiancé was, in their words, evil, wicked, and abusive because he didn't give their daughter a diamond ring. As an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they had better reasons. I hope they did.
I got four fiancés who were in zirconia.
Oh, no.
I knew they weren't staying. Why
not?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, they could be in some trouble because they were trying to do the right thing, but their daughter's 21. That's a grown woman.
Were they armed?
She can marry who they want. They were not armed, but they strong-armed her into a van.
Mm. Yeah, that's huge trouble. They're in real trouble.
And the daughter's pressing charges.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the daughter has to press charges. Maybe this is just kidnapping. There's no choice about it. But is she now married to this guy?
Yeah. The marriage happened. It just happened 3 days later.
And other than the diamond ring part, this guy seems to be okay. There's no history
meth.
Of abuse or meth or anything?
So meth is my line that I won't cross. If they're tweakers, I'm done with them.
Well, they just felt that he was unworthy of their daughter. And I'm sure as a father, both of you are fathers of daughters, you're mm-hmm. going to probably feel every guy isn't worthy of your daughter.
That's why I'm marrying my daughter.
I was going to say,
nobody's
actually,
good enough but me.
Well, Donald Trump wanted to marry his daughter.
She's going through a goth thing right now.
Oh, really?
Every guy's good enough for her right now.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Goth.
Your daughter's not 12. Dating.
No, of course not. But she's got jet black hair, and she wants to paint her room black, but mom won't let her. And she won't smile in pictures, but has this not only not smile, but this almost deadish kind of look.
How do you get your kid, and I know if you had the answer to this, you wouldn't be here right now. You'd be sitting on top of a pile of money because you've written a best-selling book. But when your kid wants to go goth or wants to start doing something you don't want them to do, how do you talk them out of it?
It's a lesson that Gretchen taught me, but that I actually do better than she.
Mm-hmm.
And that is pick your battles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say my daughter wanted to have her ears pierced mm-hmm. at a very young age. That is a battle we knew in advance we intended to lose.
Mm-hmm.
We'd struggle as long as we could, as long as it seemed appropriate, and then we'd lose that fight. During that fight, we'd have won the not piercing your lip.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have learned they're not getting too young to get a tattoo, but you pick the fights you're really going to fight out, and then you pick the fights that you fight with knowledge in advance, you're going to lose this fight. That's the way I do it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that could work. Like
it
I
does.
Feel like when my
it really does.
When my agent negotiates something, he throws a bunch of things on the table that he knows are going to be knocked off the table just so he can say, okay, we took the golden swizzle sticks and the hookers off the table, but we're not taking the first class airfare off.
Right. You know who's better at that than your agent? And maybe not, but I'm just guessing. Prosecutors.
Ah, that's how they work.
Dude, I got in a fight. I won the fight, and I ran, and I made it home, and I beat the cops home. And so it's a speeding ticket and a fist fight, which I won. It was a fair fight. There were 14 felonies by the time I got to court. And what they do is they start dropping them as you start agreeing to other stuff that you really didn't feel like you did.
So that's how all life works,
We'll take off reckless endangerment within 25 feet of a school at 100 miles an hour, even though it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
We'll dump that, which should get you 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to sign a simple assault. But it's like, well, he swung first. I don't care.
I don't want to poke holes in your story, but there are many Asian kids that are still at the library at 3 a.m. at a public school, Danny.
It's true.
I hit two of them on the way into work. They go home and sleep for 40 minutes, and then they go back to play school. Like a cello, actually.
No.
That's why I should have seen him. Steven?
Yeah?
You have a story of relationship interventions?
I moved to Portland recently, and I dated a girl. Her name was Trina, and she was Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
And I never went and visited her parents. Well, after 3 weeks, I did. Mm-hmm. And they asked me what religion I was. I told them I was Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my girlfriend left the room, and they straight up told me that if I do not leave her, that they were going to ruin my life and rough me up.
Didn't you and your Mormon girlfriend get on the same page with this before you went to visit her Mormon parents?
Well, she told me that she was Mormon, and she told me that her parents like to joke around a lot about other religions.
She didn't know the severity of it.
Right, a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, and
I
feel like I'm trying to think who's at the top of the list. For some reason, I think Koreans are way up there. Mormons are up there. There's nationalities and religions where if you go outside,
Jews,
deadly serious. Jews, not a fan, but I'm guessing you could win them over. And Teresa, you tell
Mexican
me,
Catholics.
You're the only Jew in this room. You tell
Please
me.
Please don't hurt me.
Tell me what you think about this. Would your typical Jewish family go with a non-Jew versus a Jew if the non-Jew was a trade-up? Like, this guy's a doctor. The Jew, he runs a small bookstore and makes a decent living, but the non-Jew doctor is very successful, makes a good buck, and could send the kids to private school. Would most Jewish families trade up to the non-Jew?
Well, I cannot speak for all Jews, but mm-hmm. as you know, my mom married a black man, and my dad married a Christian devil.
Yes.
Not because she's Christian, well, she's just an evil devil. But
put some holes in my theory right
but
there.
Yes.
But my family accepted both of them, and I think you're right. I think for my family alone, they really value education and all that stuff, and I think they'd welcome anybody that was a nice person.
I feel like the Jews, more so than other religions or ethnicities, would go, if you're not technically Jewish, that's not great, but if you go ahead and focus on all the things we focus in, such as education,
right.
such as earning, such as family, then we'll give you a pass.
See,
whereas
yes.
if you're Korean, maybe that wouldn't work.
I think it's a guy thing more. I know three women who were very attractive, very successful. A couple of them were very bright, and they were all in love with three different Jewish doctors. I happen to know the small group of people, and all of them knew from about the 6 month that they could never marry them. They made it clear to my, I'm sorry, we'll never get married. You're not Jewish.
But they convert.
They can convert, but
they wouldn't go for that.
They made it clear these particular, that's my three, you know, because I don't really ask too many people. First of all, I'm not a big friend guy. I don't have a group that I hang out with. So I have no one to ask. So these are my three people that I knew, and all three of them were told by their boyfriends they could not marry them because they weren't Jewish.
I think that's just what guys say when they don't want to hurt your feelings, maybe.
I feel like if they really wanted to do it, they'd go the conversion route.
Yeah.
But then the conversion route.
It's such bogus,
of
man.
Of course.
Tom Arnold.
As if they would have converted to Judaism about that time anyway. No, they're just basically walking through this motion to shut you and your parents up so they can be kissed into the family. Chris?
Yeah, what's up, bud?
You got you got another Mormon story here?
You know what? I am. I'm a Mormon, or better yet, referred to as LDS, which is
yes, Latter-day Saints.
That's right. That's right. And I, you know, listening to the story, I just couldn't help but think, you know, there's got to be more to the story. Yes, the LDS people try to make sure that they live up to the requirements before they get married. You see, with marriage for us, it's not just about, you know, till death do you part. It's for all time and eternity. And so it's a big deal. And there are certain things that LDS families look for before someone gets married.
Hold on, like, you're married into eternity. You're married after death.
Correct.
What happens then?
Well, what if you die first and she don't kick off for another 12 years? Can you around in hell or heaven or wherever you are for a few years until you're reunited with her?
Bang around on earth, which is more likely.
Interesting.
You wait for a while, man.
Yeah.
You know, what's eternity? What's 12 years in eternity? There's no big deal.
Well, see, listen, my wife and I
your wife
discussed
is beautiful,
this.
By the way. Your wife is beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, how do you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Hey, I've seen her on that show, that one TLC show you had with your dad's house.
Well, she knows.
She has that hair salon.
She knows we're not.
Your wife has a hair salon?
No. It's a long story, but it was a massage thing that went on her. But the point is she knows that there's no eternity here. As long as we're on this earth, it's fine. Yeah. And then as soon as we kick off into the nether world or the hereafter, I'm going on F-Fest.
Right.
That's where I'm going to do my living after I'm dead.
I have made it abundantly clear that I'm almost as complete wuss when it comes to my wife, right? But I also... I'm clear on that I can't be alone. And one day she asked me, in one of her tender moments, she's a very pragmatic woman, very strong, she doesn't get real tender. But in one tender moment she asked me, honey, if I died, would you marry again? And I said, without even thinking, baby, I would bring a date to your funeral.
Wow. Wow.
That's after I was done with your course.
That didn't fly that well. But she knew, you know, she knows me. She wasn't even that mad. It's hard to throw my wife.
Yeah, why? That'll be a whole nother show. But why do you give those answers? Whether it's the cop asking if you've been drinking and you said, I only had a couple of beers, or the wife. The answer to the question that they don't need the answer to.
Yes.
Honey,
right.
I would be devastated. I'd probably throw myself in the grave with you. End of discussion.
Right.
You get sex that night, and it's over, instead of the honest, funny answer.
By the way, I once asked this to a guy I was dating. Would you still love me if I got really fat? And he said, and please take note of this,
you're
guys.
You're fat now?
He said, no. He said, there'd be more of you to love.
Wow.
You know what? My wife and I had this conversation. I told her, because my wife's a size zero and verges on too thin. I think she might be ill in a way with her.
Please say that about me one day, that you're worried that I'll collapse.
You know those breastbones you see? She finds that super attractive. And I find it like spooky. And she asked me if I would love her if she gained 200 pounds. And I said, of course I would. And she flat out didn't believe me.
Right, because you're lying.
No, I wasn't. What do I care? I said, you'd still get it every single day. I just move more parts.
Really?
Yeah.
And you feel that way?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's love.
I love that. Erica?
Yes?
I don't know. A lot of guys would. What's your story?
What's my story? I'm converting to Judaism, and it's not to be kissed into the family. It's because I actually fell in love with the religion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, welcome to the chosen people.
Thank you. I listen to you every day, Teresa, and I love you. You're an awesome Jew.
Thank you, Erica.
You are an awesome Jew.
Now, what is
go? You're the awesomest.
What does your husband do? Dentist or accountant?
Husband, no. Boyfriend. We're not even engaged yet.
Mm-hmm. What's he do?
Huh. He is currently unemployed.
Unemployed Jew?
Yeah. Well, look, it happens.
Did a bullet come through his roof and shoot his skillet?
What the hell?
He got a little inheritance, and he's kind of posting on that.
Now it's coming into focus.
There we go.
And what do you do?
I'm an entertainer.
Uh-oh.
Stripper?
Hey, everybody, blow out the menorah. Erica's coming to stay. Let me tell you something. She's got a landing strip payoff between her legs. Jade, stage four, stage four. Always a little piece of business to take care of in the middle of the stripper talk.
But just so you know, my wife's best friend has that guy's name tattooed on her.
I'm fat and I got a fanny pack and a ponytail. She wants to do a tootski, a blow in the park lot. A knockoff at 4 a.m. Who needs a ride home, lady? Let's go to my mom's apartment and party with the Dan Man. Let me tell you something. I may have a double chin, but I've carved my beard in just such a way where I have definition. Look at me. I got a huge gut, but I got big guns, too. That's why I'm wearing a muscle tee. Still wearing high tops, tied down low.
You know
tongue
what?
Sticking out.
She could be a birthday clown for all we know. We don't even know.
Erica, what do you do? What do you do?
I impersonate car horns.
Are you a stripper?
No.
Are you a dancer?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you dance at parties for bachelors?
No.
Do you dance on a stage that involves any kind of pole, either lock or just sliding?
I'm not sure what you guys are talking about.
Well, hey, buddy, she's dumb. She's half naked. She's converting over to Judaism.
She's going to convert over to your lap in 20 minutes.
Yeah, tell you what, I got a tour in my pants. I need you. What?
You know what? You don't get to call us up and say you're an entertainer, then don't like our bit, and then say you're a waitress. So you either cough it up. You either cough it up what you do or be done. What do you do?
Oh, come on. You know what I do.
You're a stripper.
You're a stripper. Yeah.
All right. And by the way, God love you.
She's a liar. She's an ex-Christian. And now she's all cheer.
When you put a dollar in her butt, it comes out a dollar and a half.
Where are you dancing, baby? We'll come out and see you.
Around. In Orange County.
Erica, what attracted you to
She's over at Beth Cheetah's.
what
Temple Beth Cheetah's.
She's at the B'nai
On
Brith
the Go
Lunch.
On Strip.
They don't even take their clothes off there.
I have a serious question for Erica. What attracted you to Judaism?
Honestly,
better tippers.
Yeah, right. No, mostly the sense of community and the whole guilt on the family side, but not from the community side.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that I don't feel like I have to repent for anything. What I do is what I do.
All right, I'm all burnt out.
I'm done.
All right, so this is a very interesting case because you have the world's only unemployed Jew, although he did get a stipend from his folks, so
right.
It's starting to come into focus. But you're a stripper and you're converting, although you're just a girlfriend, not a fiance, and he doesn't want you to convert.
She's
or doesn't
in
care
love with the religion.
Yeah,
has he asked you to convert?
No, it was my choice completely.
Okay, all right. Well, good times. Where can we see you dance again?
Around Orange County.
You know, you should plug it. I mean, I change your stage name and just plug the place of your business. Your boss will love you.
You know what? I've got a name for you. Yummy Kipper.
Yeah. You know what? Really all I have to say is I miss Tad.
You miss really Big funny. Tad.
So can you guess where I... Never mind.
All right, so we're going to figure out whatever strip club Big Tad
used to go to.
Would go to.
Probably the Spearmint Rhino. Just because it's got the rhino in it.
He lobbied many years for them to put a stripper pole in Shakey so that he could combine his two loves of mojo potatoes
One
and naked
days,
women.
I'm going to have to go to a strip club and see what they look like.
Michelle?
Yes, sir.
You had a Mormon cousin that you had sex with?
I did. I lost my virginity to my first cousin who's Mormon.
I got nothing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I was just getting
first cousin, guys. And so this, did you grow up with this guy?
We saw each other every now and then. He mm-hmm. lived in out of state, so he would come to California and they would do the Disneyland and Dodger game visits.
Sure.
And he was a couple years older than me. And
mm-hmm.
The happiest place on earth.
That's
oh
right.
My.
Good
well,
name for
the best
Keys
part
me.
Was it was on grandma's couch.
I got my first squeeze on Pirates of the Caribbean. First one ever.
It was on grandma's couch?
Another good name for Tease Me.
Covered in plastic.
No, that's just the guy.
Smells like mothballs. Yeah. So, now do you feel weird about that to this day?
I don't. I mean, I'm Catholic. I repented and said I was sorry.
I know, but whatever your religion is, you had sex with your cousin.
Oh, and we had the same last name.
Ooh. Kind of a taboo.
Yeah, I feel like there's that person that's technically related to you, but you've never met them and you have a different last name. And there's the one where you have the same last name and you saw them growing up.
I'm sorry, just the whole idea of remorse makes me laugh. Yeah. I cannot wrap my head around it.
How old were you and how old was the cousin?
He was 17 and I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you now?
I'm 30. I'll be 37 next week.
Move along.
And does your husband, are you married now?
Yeah, everybody knows. My dad found out. Everybody knows.
How did your dad find out?
Grandma told him.
And how did Grandma find out?
Her couch was stained.
I think she might have heard. Yeah, we flipped over the cushions. It was a couple-day event. So, I mean, we were together for a few days over spring break that year.
And did your dad confront you after he found out?
No, he just said I was a pig.
That's nice.
Well,
did he do it via Post-it on the refrigerator, or did he talk to you about it?
No, he just was kind of, now as I'm an adult, he just kind of shakes his head at me. So,
now,
it was great.
It was great.
But here's the thing. Wouldn't you pay $1 million to get that event out of your permanent record? Yeah.
No way.
Dude.
You know what? I can honestly say, and this is really gross, that I loved him. I didn't lose my virginity in the backseat of some car with some loser. I actually loved the guy.
Right. Okay.
In some form.
All right. May I quickly recommend the Taboo series to you of porn movies? Yes. Yes. Go ahead, Derek.
I was just going to say, I have done some of the foulest things known to man, but I've also done some very noble things, and I don't roam over in my nobleness and think, what a wonderful human being, nor do I think that thing I did with that chicken is going to keep me up nights 20 years after it happened.
Well, in Michelle's defense,
it seemed funny at the time.
In Michelle's defense, it wasn't long ago that people would marry their cousins, and it was a normal thing to do. It so
Michelle,
chickens weren't that far back either.
I'm guessing you hate your dad.
No, I did.
You
maybe.
Did. You did?
At the time, I did. Yeah.
Right.
Here's
at the time. Right. So let me explain something, fellas, quickly before we go to break, because I feel like I have to tell myself this now that I have a 7-month-old daughter. Your daughter will exact her revenge by doing exactly what you don't want her to do, and that's what every father doesn't want his daughter to do. If you are a racist and you try to indoctrinate your daughter into your racist ideology and you forbid her from ever and you beat the crap out of her because she was watching a little NBA pregame show, she will bring home a black man at a certain point to pay your back. Now, your son will end up being angry and beating the crap out of someone at school, and perhaps you and him going at it on the front lawn after a couple of beers 10 years from now. But your daughter, that's a long-term one. She will boff the cousin and make sure you find out about it. She will, if you get your daughter to hate you, she will destroy you via her actions, not by physically going after you.
Right. And so what I did with,
look forward to that.
With my drugs and alcohol rebellion is I have tried to make it, I didn't try to, it just worked out that way, that it is uncool for my daughter. She will never rebel by doing the things I have already done. She's like this hardcore little Republican. So now, after this interview, I'm just going to start bringing home black men.
That's right.
And dating them openly.
I'm going to do one, too. I'm going to bring home black junkies so I can cross off both
cross them off
the list. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. The great Oswaldo.
Yay!
Oswaldo Castillo is going to come in with a movie review.
Put on pants.
Freedom Riders is his movie review. Also, it is Monday. That's Music Monday. We have music themes, or TV show themes, I should say. So, good and bad. Some you remember. Some will make your skin crawl. First Ozzy, then Music Monday, after this.
There's a lot more coming up, so stick around. The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Don Wayne Whitman here. Tune in tonight for Blood, Sweat, and Missing Teeth. That's right, L.A. Kings hockey.
We'll be broadcasting live from the Staples Center for the Kings versus Edmonton Oilers matchup. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
That's tonight, right after Lycus. It's Conway Whitman live from the Staples Center on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
It's that time again. Time to get out the bindings and dust off the board, because you're heading to Telluride Ski Resort with your friends at 97.1 Free FM. First, buy your discounted Free FM trip now to party with your friends in Telluride in February for the best conditions and resort on the planet, a live broadcast, all the snow bunnies you can dream of, and huge savings of over 40% on your trip. Those tickets are on sale now. Click on the Telluride link at 971freefm.com right now, or call 800-291-2588. You'll fly nonstop to Telluride via United Airlines flights direct from LAX or Montrose, only minutes away to the most incredible resort in the country with no lift lines and the uncrowded nature of Telluride and its awesome beauty. And when you go to 971freefm.com, you can enter to win a trip for two to Telluride. Go to 971freefm.com, click on the Telluride link, and have fun.
I don't know about you, but I like it when someone suddenly decides to give me extra money. It makes me happy, which is how I feel now that California refund value has gone up. See, when you bring your bottles and cans to a recycling center, you get more money. 5 cents for the small ones and 10 cents for the big ones. Call me greedy, but I like that.
To learn more about California Refund Value, or CRV, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Do you recycle your bottles and cans? I never did either until I heard the news.
California Refund Value has gone up. That means when I bring my bottles and cans to a recycling center, I get more money than ever. 5 cents for smaller ones and 10 cents for the big ones. So now, I'm a recycler. Because I can't pass up money like that.
To learn more about California Refund Value, or CRV, visit bottlesandcans.com. Recycle. It's in your hands.
Adam Carolla now. Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3. 97.1
KLSX.
Free FM.
Well, as you know, I'm a home owner and believe very strongly that the second you can afford anything, but especially home, go get it. Don't be a sap. Don't pay rent. Pay mortgage. Lennox Financial. That's the company you use. You don't pay a single dime in closing costs when you refinance or purchase a new home. Not one dime. Not one. They're Lennox. They're the best. There's a... Let me give you a phone number. 888-945-4105. Doesn't matter if you have a bankruptcy. Doesn't matter if you have mortgage. Do you have any late payments on your mortgage, T?
Nope.
Well, then screw you. They don't need you.
But let's just say I did.
If you did, then
loan.
you go over to see Wesley Hogan, and you go over to Lennox.
That's what I do.
And they set you up with a loan. That's right. Appraisal, escrow, they pay for everything. 888-945-4105. Licensed by the Department of Real Estate.
Larry Flint proudly announces the completion of a multi-million dollar expansion of his famous casino in Gardena. Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles offers a whole new experience in gaming. Now you can enjoy the warm, plush surroundings of the all-new Crystal Room. Elegantly appointed with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo-style decor. Larry Flint has taken L.A. gaming to a level not previously seen in California. With this elegant addition to L.A.'s most beautiful casino, there's no waiting for games and plenty of convenient parking. This is the perfect reason to visit and play the hottest games in the nation. Vegas-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai-Gow poker, and the all-new three-card poker. The fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. Hustler Casino. Positively, not what you expect, and everything you love. It's in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont, just 2 blocks west of the Harbor Freeway. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for more information. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Now when you purchase an El Pollo Loco family meal, you can get double your chicken for just $5 more. You get twice the flame-grilled goodness for just $5 more. Only at El Pollo Loco.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
We know you don't want to wait for anything. You make things happen in your life. Now is the time for your great vision and the place, LASIK Today. LASIK Today is a different kind of vision correction center designed to give you what you want. The latest technologies, surgical experience, and the affordability to fit your budget. Technologies including Wavefront Customized Intralasik. The completely blade-free procedure customized to your vision. Personal attention? You better believe it. At LASIK Today, we're dedicated to providing 6-star treatment to each of our patients. Once you meet our incredible staff and the expert surgeon who'll be performing your procedure, we think you'll agree LASIK Today is the place for your vision correction. Here's the kicker. At LASIK Today, your new vision won't drain your bank account. We've got affordable payment plans with up to 18 months no interest and payments starting at a couple of bucks a day, and that's less than your morning latte. Call now for your complimentary consultation, 877-WILD-2020. That's 877-WILD-2020. 877-WILD-2020. Learn more online at LASIK todayvision.com. Enjoy great vision tomorrow with LASIK Today.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to play Guess the Movie Quote with our Nicaraguan movie reviewer, Oswaldo Castillo. Can you guess which movie this famous line is from?
I am your father.
If you said The Empire Strikes Back,
I am the father.
You're correct. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Nice job, Ozzy.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Ozzy.
Good morning, Ozzy. Good morning to you, Ozzy. You have a movie review for us this morning?
Yeah, I watched Freedom Rider.
Freedom Rider.
Yep, sir.
Mm-hmm. And you own a mansion and a yacht?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little Elmer Fudd humor for you. Freedom Rider.
Freedom Rider.
Yeah, buddy.
I got it.
Here we go.
Freedom Rider is Winona to anybody that plays in a band.
Oswaldo, tell us about the movie.
I made me start.
We want to know which movies you have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
The movie I'm reviewing today is Freedom Rider.
Yeah.
Freedom Rider star Hilary Swank, as Aaron Rower, and Patrick Dempsey as Scott.
Finally, that kid's finding some work. God bless
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Freedom Rider is a film about the success in a school in Long Beach.
About success.
Success in a school in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It is a clear student talking about races with the teacher Aaron.
Aaron,
you
yeah.
hate me. Yeah. You don't know me.
I know what you can do. I saw white cops shoot my friend in the back for reaching into his pocket. His pocket. I saw white cops break into my house and take my father for no reason except because they feel like it. Except because they can.
Hmm. Yeah. I'll tell you what I don't like about this movie. I don't like it when 15 and 16-year-olds are really smart and real sort of... You know, you don't know what it's like to be me, man. Here's what I found about most troubled teens, especially Hispanic or black troubled teens. Don't talk. They never talk. Yeah, you find me a troubled Mexican teen, he might shoot you, but he's not going to talk about it.
And he knows, man, because I never shut up. Every time I'm arrested, I start talking and making up lies. The guys, the real criminals, I want my lawyer. I'm not saying anything to you.
Tell us more right. about the young people in the movie. Continue.
Oh, look at T keeping the show on
she's
track.
She's so good at this.
You know, the problem is everybody say Mexican, not say Latin people, you know?
Right, yeah. You should say only, Latin.
Yeah, only say you know, Mexican, you know?
Right.
Right.
You're Nicaraguan.
Yeah, in Nicaragua.
No, Mexican.
Not Mexican.
Latin, yeah.
That's right.
and Olga the nanny, where's she from?
Guatemala.
See, not Mexican.
There yeah. you go.
Go ahead.
Mine's from Honduras.
Nice.
Yeah, Honduras.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Come
For
on.
For one dedicated teacher, she throws all students in the class over different violent situations.
Mm-hmm. She does what to her students?
He throws in all students, you know, for all
she
different.
Trusts.
Oh yeah, over different violent situation.
All right.
Here is a clip for Aaron talking about the gangs.
This gang would put you all to shame, and they started out poor and angry, and everybody looked down on them until one man decided to give them some pride, an identity, and somebody to blame. Take over neighborhoods? That's nothing compared to them. They took over countries.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody lies in the past.
Talking about the Mexican lowriders? Yes, everyone lies in the past?
Yep.
Everyone lives in the past?
Yep. The kid in the class, because writer is using the term memory together to make a foundation called Freedom Writer and Success.
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 I'll say, in the end of the day, why Freedom Warrior left this reviewer cold.
He didn't like it.
I got that.
Ultimately.
It's coming, you know, behind it to the other movie before, you know, the gang member too, you know, in the school. The making
Dangerous
of,
Minds.
Say,
yeah.
The other movie?
Yeah.
Did you like Hilary Swank?
It's almost saying, you know.
You think she's pretty?
Almost.
No, she's okay.
I think she's overrated.
Now, what happened
to
the part where you were going to bring a tape recorder and do a little man on the street for us?
Oh, no. I don't do it this weekend.
Right.
Next weekend I do.
I see. I like, it's an interesting strategy when you ask someone, where is this thing? And they go, it's not here.
Right.
Okay. Well, you've answered that.
I just like you to come to my house and both of you speak English and have you interview Adalia, the lady that cleans my house from Honduras.
Does she have an accent like Ozzy?
Aside from God bless you, that's all I get.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing happens and she tears up, too. While she's saying, so when the God bless comes, I know a whole important thing just happened. But I just get the God bless you.
Ozzy, do you think, you know, you work at my house, right? And you work with a lot of other Latin guys at my house.
Yep.
Do they talk a lot of smack about me?
No.
No?
If somebody tell to something, I say, stop.
Oh, you stand up for Adam.
Yeah, but what you're not getting is that means that somebody does say
you
something.
You find that you have to stop the talk oftentimes?
Yep.
What kind of stuff do
smack.
They say? What do they say?
No, that, I'm talking about, you know, nickname.
Like, what nickname?
Rich White Homo?
What's the nickname, Ozzy?
Brillo Head. Let's hear it.
It's Mosquito.
Mosquito?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's
I buzz around and I bother them. Oh, is that what it is?
That's cool, though.
So it's a mosquito, you know, for the skinny, you know.
Skinny.
No, but it's also, it's his house. The mosquito's not bad.
Guys hate working at my house because I know how the job is done because I used to do the job. So there's nothing better than having some gay guy come out with a lap dog and have no idea what's going on.
Right.
No, yes.
Only the problem, you know, the situation in your house, you know, is follow your rulers.
Follow my rules.
Yep.
Yeah, they don't like that. Don't like me telling them what
rules.
To do. Yep. But Ozzy, am I right or am I right?
You're right.
I like when I give people the choice between being right and being right.
Ozzy, they call him mosquito in Spanish or in English?
In Spanish.
What's the word?
Douchebag, evidently, because that's what I hear.
Say
it again.
Sankul.
I just think it's interesting that there's rules. I have no rules of any kind.
Call the mosquito.
I don't even know where we keep the silverware in my house. If you ask for a drink in my house, I said the glasses are in one of those cabinets there.
Oh.
I have no rules.
Well, it must be nice. We need to take a break. Oz, nice job.
Nice job, Ozzy.
Get over to my house and keep painting.
Yep.
And stick up for Adam, guys.
Yeah.
Stick up for Adam when they start calling him Sanku.
No worry.
We need to take a break. When we come back, because it's Monday, it means it's Music Monday. And we picked, as a bit of an homage and tip of the hat to Danny, TV theme songs.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
Well, you're quite welcome. Wasn't my idea, but I quickly agreed with it when I think Mike said we ought to do TV theme songs, which seems to me used to be bigger and better. It was about half the show when I was growing up.
Right.
I loved certain theme songs, and they had full orchestras, and they put a lot into it. Now they seem to have faded, or they've become truncated. I'm not sure what the deal is, but we have sitcoms, we have old shows, we have new shows, and we have bad and good. So, Music Monday, TV theme songs, next.
Don't go anywhere. Adam will be right back. And so will Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Leo Quinones here, and the snow season is in full force up in Telluride, Colorado. I'll be there February 3rd through the 7th with Free FM, so come out and party with me. They've put together a massive snow package, which includes airfare, lift tickets, and lodging at the Mountainside Inn for only $9.99. Telluride is unreal. Insane runs, no lift lines, and sick places to party 10,000 feet above sea level. Book it now. The offer is such a good deal. Call 800-291-2588. 800-291-2588 or book online at 971freefm.com.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine talks about United 93.
United 93 is a monumental achievement. Some people avoided it for being too painful a topic. It's their right and their loss. They're not an ounce of bull in the movie's 111 minutes. At the end, director Paul Greengrass imagines a sea of arms reaching into that cockpit in a way that redefines heroism. Greengrass captures the staggering horror of that 91-minute flight and how courage emerged from chaos. Far from being exploitive, the effect is inspiring. This is the best of us. I'm Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine.
Many films have been celebrated by the critics. Several are on multiple top 10 lists, and a few have been named Best Picture of the Year. But only one film has been called the best film of the decade. A landmark American film, United 93, from Universal Pictures, rated R.
Hey, Mr. Teeny Screen. Want a huge new Panasonic big screen to watch the big game this year?
It's intercepted!
Of course you do.
A man is really himself, I mean, watching a football game.
Then listen to 97.1 Free FM, LA's only FM talk station. Because all this month, we're giving you tons of chances to win a 42-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV. Mornings, middays, afternoons. It'll happen a couple of times each day. Just listen for us to tell you when to call in and win. Then you pick up your phone, call in, hopefully win. One potential grand prize winner will be selected by CBS in a random drawing of all qualifying prize winners to win a 103-inch Panasonic Plasma HD TV, the world's largest plasma TV, valued at $70,000. You can tell that's a lot of money because of all the reverb. So listen all day. Then if your dialing fingers are fast enough, you could be watching the big game on a brand new Panasonic big screen.
A touchdown to 91 yards!
America's best-selling plasma TV. Panasonic, ideas for life. But you gotta keep it here, because this ain't happening anywhere else. We are 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Adam Carolla.
Funny Morning Radio.
Break free from your glasses and contacts with the safety of all laser wavefront customized intraLASIK at LASIK today. Call 877-WOW-2020 for your free consultation. Learn more at LASIKTodayVision.com.
Yeah, Travel Worm. Exclusive travel partner for the Adam Carolla Show. When we go to New York, Travel Worm. When we go to City of Industry, no Travel Worm.
Nope.
No, we get there. Even though Teresa got there half hour late, but I don't hold a grudge.
It wasn't my fault.
I don't have a memory.
If I'd used Travel Worm, I would have been on time.
That's right. You people, too. You like Vegas? Check out the deals at Hooters. Hotel and casino, all via Travel Worm. That's right. Hooters. I didn't know Hooters had a hotel and a casino over there.
Sure.
Fine and funky restaurants and bars. They got the casino. They got the roulette. Get out to Vegas. Get out to Hooters and use Travel Worm. And the thing about Travel Worm, one-stop shopping. You pop them up on the computer. You go to TravelWorm.com. Best prices and all your Vegas needs, but hotels and accommodations, shows, airfare, everything. You don't bop around. You don't waste an afternoon booking your travel. You go to TravelWorm.com or you call 888-700-VEGAS. That's 888-700-VEGAS.
Man, these new cinnamon melts from McDonald's are good.
Way better than cinnamon rolls.
All center, just the warm, gooey, frosted part of the cinnamon roll.
Mmm, the best part.
With premium roast coffee? Unbelievable.
That's right, Arabica beans.
Oh yeah, best kind I know of.
Oh man, don't you know what this means?
What?
People aren't going to want regular stuff anymore.
Oh, they'll only want the best.
Yes, the best part of the cinnamon roll.
The best kind of coffee beans?
But think about it. Sports will be all highlights.
Movies will be like trailers.
CDs? Just the hits.
New cinnamon melts are a sweet new taste at McDonald's. It's just the centers of a cinnamon roll, where the warm icing and cinnamon reach their peak of gooey goodness. Paired with a rich, bold cup of premium roast coffee, breakfast, snacking, and dessert will never be the same.
Man, this cinnamon melt premium roast coffee thing's going to be big.
Oh, huge.
Available all day long at participating McDonald's.
Wake up with McDonald's and their eye-opening sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich. Fluffy egg, melted cheese, and savory sausage. Stacked on a toasted English muffin. Now two for just $3. Only at McDonald's.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla is back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Celebrate 40 years of King's history and receive a free commemorative mini jersey. These jerseys honor four of the greatest King players of all time. Rogie Vachon, Dave Taylor, Wayne Gretzky, and Luke Robitaille. It's real. Each embroidered mini jersey comes with high quality packaging and a body mold for display. Every fan in attendance on select games walks away with one of these collectible mini jerseys free. The next giveaway is February 1st when the Kings take on the Chicago Blackhawks. And the free jersey features number 18 legend Dave Taylor. Find out how to collect all four jerseys with a custom frame by purchasing our jersey ticket package. Call 1-888-KINGS-LA or visit lakings.com/legends now.
This is not a game.
This
is not a game.
Big time.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show, where it's another Music Monday. This time around, Adam, Teresa, and Danny have brought in copies of their favorite and least favorite TV theme songs. Let's see what shows made the cut. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
And when he says brought in copies, that means me rolling in at 5:56 yelling, go get the Family Ties theme. I don't know. YouTube? I don't know how that works. Just get it. And give me a warm-up on the Joe, too. It is Music Mondays, and we'll get to the doing the themes, TV show themes, which arguably you may have heard more than almost any song in your life if you're a fan of the show. Probably heard the Speed Racer theme song more than sure. I've heard Stairway to Heaven. And burn into you in a sort of deeper, there's a deeper burn to these because you see them when you're vulnerable and you're a kid, and there's a visual aspect that goes along with it. So they just burn into your psyche.
I picked one. One of my picks is because of that and no other reason. Because it is burnt, I think, into more collective psyche than any other television theme song.
And I feel like they don't give as much effort or they don't focus as much. See, when we grew up, there were great themes and horrible shows. Now I feel like they focus on the show and they don't focus so much on the theme. Let's get started with my first one. Now this one's a deep cut. Wally Gator.
Oh, wow.
He's a swinging alligator in a swamp. Horrible recording, but you get the idea. Big horns blowing in there. Yes, he was an alligator who was trying to escape. Every cartoon I saw growing up was about an animal that was at a zoo that was constantly trying to get out of the zoo.
Regular gorilla.
There was an evil sort of warden. The Hair Bear Bunch.
Sure.
That was a group of bears with afros.
Right.
That was constantly trying to get over the zoo wall.
Now, the thing with the new cartoons, just real quickly because it's off the subject, is they don't make any, they're not about anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Cartoons are just these ramshackle, fast flashes of light and shiny things.
They don't have the brilliance of Grape Ape anymore.
Right.
A purple ape that just says Grape Ape.
Grape Ape.
Over and over and over again. How high
were
those people at Hanna-Barbera?
What about that big monster that kid used to ride and it had that red beeping thing on its head?
Yes. Gigantor?
Gigantor.
Giant robot?
Gigantor.
By the way, you got to do better for a title for your giant robot than Giant Robot. That was the worst theme ever. What do we call this robot? How I got it? What? Giant Robot. Fantastic, Herb.
Are you thinking of Iron Giant?
No, there's Giant Robot, there's Gigantor,
right.
And there was the one with the beacon on the head that was animated.
And the kid would ride on his back.
Yes.
Because I happen to love Iron Giant. Did you know Vin Diesel did the voice of the giant?
We'll find that. You're all over the road now, Iron Giant. Next one. Next exciting 70s cop drama.
Ooh.
Dig the Skins on this song. Streets of San Francisco.
Ah, my hometown. This was a good song.
Oh, it kicks in.
Yeah. This is good.
Quinn Martin production, everybody. Full horns. Now, is Michael Douglas in this? Right.
Oh, yeah.
A young Michael Douglas, still older in 1972 than his wife is right now.
Correct.
But
yeah, absolutely.
That was back when he was on his first base.
Free jam.
I bet his wife wish she could say the same thing.
All right. Well, there's a
that
couple
was a
of.
Good one.
That did jam, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I got a few. We're going to kick into high gear in a moment. But first, a little step backward for the songs I don't like. We have a couple songs that we do like and ones that we don't. This one, you'll probably recognize. A little Family Ties for you.
Family Tube Ties.
I remember the very end of this song.
Yes. You know why? Because it fades out with a sort of scat that shows no effort. I don't know if this is like Peaches and Herb or Peebo Bryson or whoever. You ever get with Tina Yeathers, Danny?
No.
No?
No, she's a very nice girl now, but she was pretty whacked for a while.
Yes.
I mean, I've been with her in that sense, but geezed out of my mind with her.
What? Oh, really? You've
been high with her.
Drinking with Tina?
Drinking?
How about Boner? Did you go drinking with him?
Yes.
What about Skippy?
Yes. Another show. Wait a minute.
Here we go.
Same show. Here it is. You don't end a song with sha-la-la-la.
Unless you really are desperate for an ending.
You got nothing at the end with sha-la-la-la. All right, one more bad one, and then we'll get into T's and Danny's. Oh, you're going to remember this one. Do not hassle the hawk.
No, don't hassle the hawk. This guy's had more comebacks than he had friends.
Yes.
Shadowy flank into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Threw it out.
It's a real horrible song, if you think about it.
Hey, you brought down my wall, man.
A young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
I feel like every third show had a guy solving crimes with a car in the 80s, and it never really came to fruition. I don't think there are any cops out there who rely that much on their automobile to solve crime. At least they don't have a personal relationship with them.
Do you remember the Camaro the CHP tried for a while?
Yes.
It didn't really do anything special. It didn't go any faster. They just thought it would scare you more that they had a really souped-up Camaro, a highway patrol car.
It was boss to have a street rod chase you down a highway. All right.
Something I've added to my hopper, by the way.
That is a boss.
Sha-la-la-la.
Danny and Teresa, now you guys have your good and your bad. I have some good ones and a bonus coming up as well. T, let's get started with you.
Okay, here's one of my good ones. And this is one of those that's just burned into my mind because I loved the song. I mean, I loved the show that had the theme song. And it was at an early age. For some reason, I was obsessed with this show. And they would have reruns every night around 9 or 10, and I would sneak to watch them. I have no reason why I love this show. I can't explain it. But here's the theme song.
Yeah. It's true. There's controversy with this song.
Yes.
Because there's a lyric that I can't figure out.
I know what it is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
all right,
here,
well, let's.
Making a way when you can.
Temporary layoff.
Good time.
Easy credit rip-off.
Good time.
Scratching and surviving.
Here's the line.
This one. Now, I think she says hanging in a jaw, but it sounds like she says hanging in a jawline.
Hanging in the chow line?
See, that would make sense.
Or it was
I've never heard it called
hanging
that.
In the jive something. It was actually in a Dave Chappelle bit, like how you know if you're black, you know what the lyrics are. I believe the correct lyrics in the liner notes are either, is it hanging in the chow line?
No.
Mike Lynch is looking up for me.
No, I swear it's hanging in a jaw, but I think they meant talking. Talking trash. I think they covered the different parts of living in the ghetto.
Lynch
yes, Mike has it.
Hanging in a chow line.
Hanging in a chow line.
It's the soup
that
line.
That bitch can't pronounce chow line.
You want to hear something weird about that show in general? The unfunniest white man in the world wrote it. My dad.
What?
Your dad?
Oh my gosh, he's responsible for one of my favorite shows.
The Jeffersons, almost all the Norman Lear shows. Yeah.
So your dad was the guy behind...
No, he didn't create any of them, but... My dad, that is when he retired.
He wrote on that show.
Yeah, wow. He wrote for the last time. I remember him in the bathroom screaming dynamite.
I remember.
One more day.
Do you remember the episode when the father died and Esther Rolle plays Florida? The mom finds out and she has that plate and she's like, no, and she breaks the plate. I was sobbing. It was a brilliant episode.
Danny's dad wrote that.
If my dad had a heart, I'm sure he'd give a rat's ass.
I yelled
but
dynamite.
Since he's dead,
I yelled
cool
dynamite in the bathroom myself.
I remember screaming in the bathroom, dynamite! This is what I've been reduced to? Dynamite!
So he felt dirty about the whole thing.
Oh my God, he hated his job.
That show did not help race relations.
No,
because
everybody hated Jimmy Walker.
Every second episode, the dad would come home and it'd be like, did you find the job down at the docks? No. They said they weren't hiring black people. And I always yell at the TV,
trucker.
We don't say that. We think that.
We don't say it.
We've been asked not to say it.
Little Janet Jackson was on there. She was
yes.
so cute. And the neighbor, Winona.
With her nose. Sassy. Never get a nose.
All
I
right.
loved it. That and Taxi on every night. Couldn't miss them.
That is a good one. Danny, what do you have for us?
Well, are we going to go with the first one?
Yeah.
All right, which I believe is the Beverly Hillbillies. That girl?
Come and listen to a story about a man
says
named
it all.
Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept
I'll
his family
why.
Fed.
And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up from the ground came a bubbling crew.
foil of that is.
Yeah.
Black gold.
But you don't have to watch the show anymore. Right. You've got it all.
I never loved the show. It's just that this is burnt in further in anybody's mind than any other song I can think of. Packed up the truck and they moved.
And another reason this gets burnt in is because there then becomes the dirty version of it that hits the schoolyard in the fifth grade.
There is?
Oh, yeah.
See, theme songs have been a bane of my existence for a while. Mm-hmm. Because nobody can seem to remember the Partridge Family one, and it's the one thing I won't do. I'll come to your house. I'll clean
traveling
your,
around, there's a song that we're singing.
I'll clean your house.
Come on, get happy. Don't say no on Danny.
We just had
a whole lot of loving is what ironic will be bringing. We'll make you happy.
I spend a lot of time in very public places, City Walk, The Grove. I like, you know, places like that. And people either insist that I sing that song because it's driving them crazy that they can't remember, or to show me that they should remember, they then bust out in the Brady Bunch theme and sing that perfectly well.
Yeah.
Like, that should show. We really watched it those hours. We just can't remember. Could you just sing a few bars? And it's like, lady, can you not see I'm drunk? I don't want to sing Come On, Get Happy. Plus, they changed the words.
Well, look, ask me and T to do it next time.
How about this then? Intrigue there, Adam. Did you ever notice on the first season, it was, and Danny got Ruben to sell our songs.
Right.
And it really came together when Mom sang along. Yeah. Danny's name was removed after that.
Why?
Because... Oh, I don't know, some big star didn't like my name being in the theme song.
You mean?
David, with the puka shells.
Really?
That's the legend, whatever it is, for there is no good reason to change that song. But in retrospect, you got Gilligan's Island, who changed and the rest to the Professor and Marianne. So
yeah.
They got even.
You guys want the dirty version of the Beverly Hills?
I do.
I don't think we're going to need a bleep here. You never know.
Dump guy Lance is at the ready.
All right. No, turn that down. I won't build it anyway. So, and again, I haven't worked this out since the fifth grade, so it's been some time, but I'll see if I can go on memory here. Let me tell you a story about a man named Jed. Took his Aunt Ellie and threw her on the bed. Well, oh. Now,
I've never noticed.
We just bleeped out.
Because it came
I've
out.
I never noticed how you knew that we got bleeped when I didn't notice.
The light goes light off.
Light. Yes. I noticed that. I thought you were just like magic.
Well, let's put it this way. Pulled down his zipper and out came a worm. And out from the worm came a bubbling. And you just do what rhymes with worm.
Sure. Right.
Yeah.
Just
do the yes math on that. Yeah. Let's see. 9 months later, to Jed's surprise, Aunt Ellie's belly began to rise. Ellie just thought it was a bunch of blubber, but Uncle Jed forgot to use his rubber. That's how the schoolyard version went.
It's good that you remember that.
That was as of Colfax Elementary, you know, circa 1975.
The show has reached a new low.
If I ask you about Manifest Destiny, nothing.
What show is that? Oh, we'll get the theme.
It's a book by Dr. Dwayne Dyer. That's what it is.
Get the theme for Manifest Destiny.
I know it.
Did the dad have a beard? And that sitcom? All right, we need to take a break.
I don't trust chicks that read Dwayne Dyer.
No, Manifest Destiny. It's American history.
We will be back with, this is a good one, too. Rockford? Yeah.
That's a great one. A great show.
We will be back with my top pick, Danny and T's top pick, also a couple other busts, and a interesting bonus one as well. Also, your calls, 866-901-ADAM. Theme songs, Music Monday, after this.
Stick around. There's more coming up with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
Crank.
My name is Jeb Chelios, and today's the day that I die.
Only on DVD and Blu-ray, January 9th.
I've got 1 hour to settle the score.
Your whole crew is history.
Say goodbye to my girl.
What's the matter with you?
And go out with a little style.
The critics rave. Crank is a hardcore action classic. It tears up the screen like a muscle car on fire. Strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. Crank. Rated R. Own it on DVD and Blu-ray January 9th.
Hun.
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We switched to TurboTax this year.
Yep, and it's so easy. You just answer simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
It also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
TurboTax found ones I didn't even think of.
Huh.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Yeah, well, they're hard to overlook.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer.
Oh, Higgins.
They say good help is hard to find, but in Beverly Hills, you just need to call their agents. Tonight on E!, go inside a world where no request is too big.
Please fill the tub with champagne for me. I need to soak.
Small.
The driveway really needs to be vacuumed.
Or outrageous.
I'm going to need you to wax me today.
From an executive producer of The Girls Next Door, an all-new high-maintenance 90210 at its new time, 10-9 Central, only on E! God help the help.
Sunday at 9-8 Central on VH1. 10 Surreal Life All-Stars, including Vanilla Ice, Emmanuel Lewis, Sandra Peppa Denton, and Brigitte Nielsen, must put their fame to the test.
I feel that I'm famous.
Who will make it to the A-list, the B-list, or no list at all?
We're going to find out just how famous you really are.
The Surreal Life Fame Games. It's a fight to the famousest. An all-new episode Sunday at 9, 8 Central, only on VH1.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1.
97.1
Free FM. Powered by the intuitive and powerful 306 horsepower Lexus 350. Go to Lexus.com for more info.
Admit it, if you had the cash, you'd buy the new Xbox 360 in a heartbeat. It's got the best games and the most incredible graphics, but it can also set you back $300. Well, what if I told you how to get one for free? You heard me. Free, as in it could cost you zero, zilcho, zippo. You get the idea. Just go to www.radioxbox360.com for the hookup. If you're 18 or older, go to www.radioxbox360.com. Enter your email address and shipping information. Follow the redemption instructions, print out your coupon, and a free Xbox 360 will be shipped to you. Guaranteed. Check out the site for more details. So what are you waiting for? Instead of blowing your money buying an Xbox, get one free at www.radioxbox360.com. But you've got to hurry, because this is a limited time offer. So if you want your free Xbox, you must go to www.radioxbox360.com. Again, www.radioxbox360.com. Limit one per household.
Tonight at 8 on E!, the gloves are coming off, divas are duking it out, and famous couples are going to the mat.
There's going to be a catfight, and then someone's going to sleep with David Spade. It gets that ugly real fast.
Round for round, we're counting down the 30 most outrageous celebrity feuds.
To call someone a fire crotch is just rude, but to sing a song about it is magical.
Then at 10, an all-new episode of the show the New York Post calls hilarious. High Maintenance 90210.
Oh, Higgins.
They say good help is hard to find, but in Beverly Hills, you just need to call their agents. Tonight on E!, go inside a world where no request is too big.
Please fill the tub with champagne for me. I need to soak.
Small.
The driveway really needs to be vacuumed.
Or outrageous.
I'm going to need you to wax me today.
From the executive producer of The Girls Next Door and all-new High Maintenance 90210 at its new time. When? At 10. Only on E! On Time Warner Cable.
No payments until June of 2007. Unbelievable! Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage. With this program, if you close your loan in January, your first payment won't be due until June. You heard me right. No payments till June of 2007. Unbelievable! The first 3 months of your payment are not added to your loan. And yes, the bank is making your payments. And on our 50-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. A FICO score as low as 540 and unlimited 30-day lates. With the 50-year payment, over 30 years, your payment will stay low while still paying down the principal. Yes, you heard me right, while still paying down your principal. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 0123-2781.
Imagine life without glasses or contacts. Get LASIK starting at just $4.99 per eye at Laser Eye Center. Go to lasericenter.com for a free consultation.
Laser Eye Center.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
If you live in Southern California, you have to drive. And in order to drive, you need a license. It's the most important privilege you possess. So what happens if you lose your license because of tickets, a DUI, accidents, failure to pay child support or judgments? You couldn't drive to work. to school, or to any of the day-to-day activities you take for granted. Oh, sure, you could drive without a license, but that's a misdemeanor, and you could go to jail. If you've recently received a ticket, a DUI, you owe back child support, or the DMV is threatening to take your license, you need to call me, Paul Antill. My job is to keep you on the road. The law offices of Paul Antill, the experts in traffic and driving-related offenses, keep you driving free of worry and will help you get your license back. I defend all drivers throughout Southern California in both the courts and the DMV. Don't lose your most important privilege. Call the law offices of Paul Antill at 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255. Remember, the law offices of Paul Antill will fight to keep you on the road. Call 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. Another Music Monday. What was your favorite or least favorite TV theme song? Call 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, let's keep the party rolling with my bonus song. That's right. It's a bonus song.
Bonus from Carolla.
Yeah, an unlikely show for a good theme song, but a great theme song. Thank you. Kids in the Hall. Great riff. I think if I could play the guitar, I would sit around and play this kind of guitar. Although I would record it a little bit better than this. Kids in the Hall, bonus theme, because I didn't want everything to come from a cop show in the 70s.
A great show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not only that, great guitar, but a great show. Now we'll go to your positive or negative,
yes,
Teresa
positive.
Strasser.
I think this is my favorite.
Oh, I hate this song.
Oh, I love it.
How can you
hate this?
Well, the more you like the show, the more you like it. It's sort of like a perfume that you probably wouldn't like, except for if you're in love with the woman, then you start to like the perfume because you start to associate that scent with this person that you're very much in love with. This song I think I would hate if it was attached to a show I hated. But it's grown on me because I love the show so much, but I always try to TiVo through this part and get to the beginning.
Yeah, but you hear it, and you know you're about to see Sopranos.
But you're having a Pavlovian response.
Right. I didn't know it was Sopranos.
Well, actually, the song was not written for the Sopranos. It's a song about a woman who finally kills her abusive husband after 20 years. So it's a song about female empowerment. David Chase liked it and chose it for the show, but it's not about the mob.
Well, I disagree with female empowerment, by the way, but it's just woke up this morning, got myself a gun.
It's good, though.
It doesn't rhyme. It's got to rhyme at some part, like Wally Gator.
Yeah.
Or the Beverly Hillbillies.
I am with you that songs must rhyme. For I happen to be a big Poison fan. I think Poison was really cool and fun in the hair days. That's when I started radio. But every rose has its thorn. Every night has its dawn. Every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Not one of those words rhyme with the last one. Not
yes.
One.
How dare you disgrace the good name of Poison?
I love
on
Poison.
This show.
I said flat out, I love Poison.
What
other
songs
saying,
do they have besides that rose song?
Who cares?
Don't get him started. Now, what is your number two then? TV theme song.
My number two, as in second favorite, or my most favorite?
I have no idea.
Whatever you have.
I'll go with my most favorite right now. Then will be this.
Green Acres.
No,
God,
my
love
least
you.
Favorite.
Oh.
This is my favorite.
Ah, I know, it's corny, but I love this song,
yeah,
too.
William Catt, any dork can be Captain America.
Yeah, I don't even really remember watching the show.
No,
I would watch it until it got to the show, and then I would flip.
Right about now, he's starting to wobble in the cape and then falls.
Yeah.
He has a nice voice.
Yeah, it's a nice song. Please sing, Danny. Line 6 agrees with you, by the way. Nathan?
Yeah?
You have Greatest American Heroes, your theme favorite, yes?
Yeah, that's a show I remember as a kid. It was one of my favorite shows on TV.
Mm, and you love the theme.
That theme sticks in my head more than I would say any any TV show ever on TV.
I'm going to go with someone who was on line 8 who agrees with my number 2 choice. Eric?
Yes, sir.
That TV show would be what?
Johnny Quest. Greatest cartoon ever.
Yeah, but just listen to the size of this production. There must have been 80 guys on this session. Got a great 60s jazz jam.
Oh, my God.
This is a cartoon, and it's not a synthesizer.
The guy with a wow and the plunger over his horn.
A mute.
Thank you. They don't talk a lot, but they can play.
Wait a minute. That was not the whole... That was not it. That was some
the
of it.
The only thing about Johnny Quest, though,
Who's
his actual dad? Race?
Race Bannon?
Is Race Bannon or is the professor his dad?
I don't know.
Then who's Swami?
But I'm going with not a Jew. I'm going with definitely not a Jew. Race Bannon. What's he do? He flies a hovercraft.
Yeah, definitely not a Jew.
You know what I like? And Mike, go find the whole Johnny Quest theme song because it's even better than that. But Johnny Quest was done during a time when we weren't exactly sure who our enemies were.
Right.
We were done with the Nazis. The Middle Eastern terrorist types had not kicked into gear yet. Yeah. Was tough. All the Johnny Quest villains were sort of Vietnamese with bad teeth, with a little Nazi sprinkled into them. But not
a lot of Koreans walking down toward the 37th parallel.
Couldn't exactly put our fingers on who it was we're supposed to be angry at. It used to be easy. It used to be the Nazis. Now it's easy. It's the terrorists. We had a little run there in the 80s when they had the white supremacists. You know, the neo-Nazis made a little comeback. But now, again, it's a layup with the terrorists.
There used to be a huge rewrite problem. There were movies in the process of being made where Rambo and all those guys are blowing up Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought the wall down. And they collapsed. And we didn't really have an enemy. And they had to rewrite like crazy. All of a sudden, everybody's in Afghanistan and the Congo and stuff like that because the enemy went away.
I feel like if you're writing an action theme film now and you go with the Middle Eastern terrorists, you're probably going to be good for about 18 months at least. You'll be good for a while. Yeah. We're not going to have to do any rewrites. Someone is suggesting the A-Team. Nate?
Yeah.
It's a good call.
You going with the A-Team?
Yeah, I think it's the best high action involved.
I had a choice between Knight Rider and the A-Team and my one that was narrated, where it had the thing in 1968, Vietnam Special Ops team. Now they roam the L.A. underground. By the way, is there an underground? Because I've been in L.A. my whole life. I didn't know there's an L.A. underground.
Military court.
Oh, here we go.
Didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
You know what's great about the A-Team? The military police could not find them. They were hot on their heels, but they could never find the A-Team. Once in a while, they went to the A-Team house that they all lived in. I feel like if I lived anywhere within a 10-mile radius of the A-Team house, it would be, oh, you mean the huge, bald, black guy with all the jewelry and his two white buddies in their 40s driving the custom van with the lift kit and the Kragers? Yeah, the big orange stripe on the van. Sure. Yeah, those guys are down at the end of the cul-de-sac.
But the government couldn't find them, but a housewife who was being maltreated and mistreated by the giant corporation that she was the small cog in the wheel, she could find them.
I don't want to correct you, but you mean the hot sister of the scientist that was abducted could find them? Because it was always the piping hot sister of the scientists, and I've never checked into this, but one day I will. I'll bet you most scientist sisters are pigs. But
I never checked
because of
that.
The brains running the family. But this was the smoking hot sister of the scientist who was kidnapped. She could find the A-Team, no problemo, but not the military.
No.
All right.
Girls didn't watch that show, but we watched what Shannon watched. Shannon, caller Shannon, has something all the girls watched.
Shannon?
Yes.
You're going to do the Facts of Life theme for us?
I am. Are you ready for it?
I may join in, baby.
Sure, me too.
Me too.
Okay.
You
fun.
Take... Yeah, go ahead.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them all from there, you have the Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing, now you ought to know the Facts of Life. The Facts of Life.
I was at a taping in 1980.
Ooh.
Yes.
When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams.
Goatee.
You finally start to figure out the Facts of Life are all about you.
They had the long one and the short one, depending on whether they had to kill 30 seconds or not, too.
Yeah, and they should have written that song into the future. The Facts of Life are not seeing you're all going to grow up to be a size 17.
Well, they all did get a little
chubby. That's the fattest cast in the whole wide world.
Well, they shouldn't open the bakery.
They should all be on The Biggest Loser.
Shannon, did you watch back when they had Molly Ringwald on the skates?
Oh, that's when I was at the taping.
Yes. and then George Clooney, which no one ever mentions.
But... Oh, yeah, he was on that.
Oh, and DiCaprio, Leonardo DiCaprio was on a couple of those shows.
He was, Leonardo DiCaprio was on
Growing Pains. And then
Joe. Did it out much? Are you shut in?
All right, I've heard enough of Shannon.
Oh, I like Shannon.
I want to get to my new. You guys have bad songs?
Yeah, I got a bad one.
All right, T, give me your bad one quickly.
This is obvious, but it's just that bad.
Not that fast. Brian wasn't ready. Oh, I clap along to this.
Sorry.
Ready? Danny, let's clap.
Ready?
All right. It's horrible, but anything I clap along to can't make my ass list.
And I, you know what? I prayed in that fountain. Yeah, it's a whole thing with me.
I didn't like the show. I didn't like the song. The whole thing.
Well, Danny, give us your worst.
There are a couple of reasons. One, because I just hate the song. But two, we brought it up yesterday. There are certain accents I can't bear, no matter how beautiful the woman is.
Mm-hmm.
This song not only has a bad theme song, but half of it is sung by a woman. You'll see.
Wow, long running on this one.
Green Acres is the place to be.
Eddie Albert.
Living is the life for me.
And he must have sung this, right? Yeah.
Spreading out to tall and wide.
Then who, Ava Gabor?
Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
Oh, yeah, Ava Gabor.
New York is where I'd rather
York.
Stay.
That's in England.
I got allergic smelling.
Oh, hair. She's cute.
She's cute.
I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
This is as much culture as the Corolla House got. I learned about Park Avenue and what a penthouse was. Times Square.
My
TV career was still going. I learned there's bitches like this.
We are there.
You don't have
now, were
mass.
You guys on at the same time?
We're on from 70 to 75.
And they must have been on late 60s to maybe the very early 70s. All right. Well,
all I know is I don't feel that old because I started in color. And I think the first year of the Brady Bunch and definitely the first couple of years of the Addams Family were done in black and white, so I'm not that old.
We have my number one song. It was remade in a movie form, but it started off as a 70s cop show. Dig this beat. Mod Squad. Up a notch. In color. I remember it was a big deal.
Yeah.
But it was always like, no S, Sherlock. What do you think I'm looking at? Black and white? I can do the
One
math.
One of them is actually black. I can tell.
Right. Link.
Link.
Link was the black mod squad.
What was his name? Like Clayton Howard Jones III or
something
like that?
Clarence Williams III. Went on to do a little acting.
What's wrong with you guys?
We will, don't criticize us for knowing something. And don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I won't criticize you for knowing something. I will, in fact, criticize you for having memorized nothing.
You asked what you what his name was,
it was
and we
rhetorical.
Came up with Clarence Williams,
you
or whatever.
You want us to play dumb to make you happy, Danny?
We can.
You, I do. You, I really do. I want you to get all flirty and stupid and swoon and stuff. Would be nice.
No,
that
would
be
just be Adam.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, even though we're late, oh, one of the greatest theme songs ever.
Oh, Sanford and Son.
Yeah, we'll hear my the proper Johnny Quest as well. Also, we got porn, people. Porn star Jessica Drake is in studio. We'll talk to her about that. Maybe we'll play my Johnny Quest theme behind her porn interview. It'll be surreal.
All sorts of stuff behind her.
I'm sure she's a huge Quest fan. Take a quick break. Be back after this.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Hey, boys and girls, it's me, Danny Bonaducci, and my friends and I have been making audiences laugh all over the country with our Danny Bonaducci and Friends comedy show featuring Mike Ivey, Jerry Bednob, and, of course, Bob Goldthum. And on January 12th, we're invading the Pechanga Resort and Casino in Temecula, and I really do mean invading. And we'd like you to be there for it. If you're caller number 10 right now at 877-520-9797, that's 877-520-9797, you're going to be a big old winner of a pair of tickets to the show, and you're automatically qualified for the grand prize, which gets you a pair of tickets to this show, dinner, and an overnight stay at the Pechanga Resort. And if that wasn't enough and you didn't win, all you gotta do is go to Pechanga.com and pick up some tickets. It's easy. Powered by Pechanga Resort Casino and us, 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine talks about United 93.
United 93 is a monumental achievement. Some people avoided it for being too painful a topic. It's their right and their loss. There's not an ounce of bull in the movie's 111 minutes. At the end, director Paul Greengrass imagines a sea of arms reaching into that cockpit in a way that redefines heroism. Greengrass captures the staggering horror of that 91-minute flight and how courage emerged from chaos. Far from being exploitive, the effect is inspiring. This is the best of us. I'm Peter Travers of Rolling Stone magazine.
Many films have been celebrated by the critics. Several are on multiple top 10 lists, and a few have been named Best Picture of the Year. But only one film has been called the best film of the decade, a landmark American film, United 93, from Universal Pictures, rated R.
Hey everyone, Frank here. It's the new year, and I own my car now. Before, I used to lease all the time, didn't really care what I did with it, just drove it around, ran out of gas, check engine light, be on. I wouldn't care, but now I own my vehicle, I love it that much, and the only people I trust to look at it for any problem that I'm having are the good folks at AAMCO. Over half of drivers who have a problem with their transmission don't even know it, they assume these symptoms are related to something else. Do not be one of them. If you're driving with your check engine light on, like I do occasionally, get it checked out for free at AAMCO. That's right, free. You call 1-800-GO-AAMCO, or it's real easy, log on to AAMCOSOCAL.com for the center nearest you. I trust no one but the good folks at AAMCO to look under my car, so do something nice for your car this year in 07. Take it to AAMCO, let them give it the once-over, find out any problems, and they'll fix it for you, okay? Tell them I sent you. 1-800-GO-AAMCO, AAMCO, AAMCO. Transmissions, plus a whole lot more.
Additional computer diagnosis and additional charge may be required. Call your participating AAMCO center for detail.
Everybody, it's Danny Bonaducci. I'm here to tell you about Best Funding. Now, it's one of those spots where you can get a lot of money from refinancing your house. You've heard them before, but this little spot's got something in it I think you're going to think is special. You shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan or a refi just because you don't have good credit, right? Well, Fernando Perez founded Best Funding in 1992 and has an impeccable record with the Better Business Bureau. That's the thing. He put his record with the Better Business Bureau in his commercial. People don't do that because people really do call and complain, and you can check out people's business practices through the Better Business Bureau. The fact that he wrote it down and wanted me to tell you about his record with the Better Business Bureau really means this guy's got it together. Fernando developed and streamlined a loan process. This means money in your hands in 12 days without all those inflated rates and unnecessary fees. Save thousands of bucks in your loan. It's very easy to do. Just call Funding Now. It's Best Funding Now, 888-549-1010.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Lexis presents a reading of the Declaration of Independence in 5.3 seconds.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which connected them with another.
How about Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries in 5.3 seconds? Well, it seems 5.3 seconds isn't much time for Wagner or American history. But for the IS350 from Lexus, it's plenty. You'll go from a complete standstill to 60 miles per hour in a blistering 5.3 seconds. Of course, you might want to take your time savoring the finer things about the IS, such as its 18-inch aluminum alloy wheels and its powerful 306-horsepower engine. Of course, if you'd like to take just 5.3 seconds, that's fine. The IS350 was built for speed. Unlike, say, a chess tournament.
Chick meat.
The 2007 IS350 from Lexus. See your Southern California Lexus dealer.
Ratings achieved using premium fuel. 18-inch tires may last less than 15,000 miles.
When hunger hits like a 300-pound lineman, there's only one thing for it.
Campbell's Chunky Soup.
You tell her, Mrs. Hasselbeck.
My Seattle Seahawks work hard. They need a hearty soup loaded with big chunks of beef, chicken, or sausage.
That's the team mom spirit.
And Campbell's Chunky Chili, too.
You sure know how to feed an NFL-sized hunger.
What about you, Mr. Voiceover? You hungry?
Campbell's Chunky. It fills you up right.
More out of Corolla in less than a minute on 97.1 Free FM.
Hun.
Yeah.
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We switched to TurboTax this year.
Yep, and it's so easy. You just answer simple questions and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
It also checks for errors and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
TurboTax found ones I didn't even think of.
Huh. Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Yeah, well, they're hard to overlook.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer.
Rush into Office Depot for great deals on a wide assortment of file folders, binders, filing cabinets, and more. So hurry in and get organized today. Office Depot. Taking care of business.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
He's a chain-smoking, red-headed man. He's doing mornings with the Ace Man. Been arrested many times and paid a lot of fines. How long till he makes Teresa cry? Oh, Danny. He beat up Greg Brady and a tranny. And he's done lots of drugs. Oh, Danny. He's doing steroids and karate. We should all be afraid. Oh, Danny.
Why, thank you.
There's not many, you know, there's not many parody songs about people I know that I don't like. I think Rich
right.
Banks has done 30 of them about Bruska and Damashek and everyone else, and I like them all. And I now think, you know, instead of doing that thing where the caricature draws your kid on a skateboard with heart bubbles coming out of their head or all that kind of custom this and that, you should have somebody do insulting songs about, you know.
They have it.
Wife, husband. Oh, they have it already?
I don't know. I can look it up, but they were a guest on my show in Chicago, and what they do is they leave blanks where your names are and blanks for your pet's names and a blank for your hobby, so you know it's about you, but it's a standard song, and then the singer just sings your name, your pet name, and your hobby.
I know those guys out there compose original songs for the kids with cancer and do all that. Let's focus on the living here, guys. That's all I'm saying. I want an insulting song for my wife.
Yeah.
Speaking of insulting
touching,
and wife.
And thank you.
Jessica Drake is here. She is an adult film actress. She's going to host the 24th annual AVN Award. That's the Adult Video
Adult Video News Awards, yeah.
And that's in Las Vegas. That's this Saturday, Mandalay Bay. Tickets available, by the way, Ticketmaster.com.
First time ever that the public's invited, right?
It is, really, and I think that this year it's really exciting because the show is in a different venue in the Mandalay Bay Special Events Center, and also capacity is just so much more than it was last year.
Considered one of the nicest hotels in the world, let alone Vegas, because Vegas used to be a dive. The Mandalay Bay is outstandingly gorgeous, and inviting you guys there, it's going to be a very interesting event.
I think it will. We've got a lot of special guests. We've got Chris Angel, and we've got David Navarro, and we have Gene Simmons.
Is Dave going?
Okay, yeah,
I'll go with Dave.
And you know what? If you go to Dave's MySpace page, the biggest thing on there right now is a picture of me, which is so flattering.
And what are you...
Very exciting.
And you're hosting.
I am hosting the entire thing.
Now, what do? Do you open with a couple of jokes, or how does
song
it go?
Dance.
Yeah.
How do you open?
Actually, I'm hosting with a comedian named Jim Norton, who I've met, and he seems to be really funny. He's a really cool guy. He's going to actually be the first person on the stage.
So he'll do the heavy lifting.
Pretty much. And he's going to intro me, and then I'm going to come out, and there's going to be a little banter between the two of us, and we're going to take turns introducing the presenters.
Did you say
prisoners.
A little banjo?
Banter. No, I said a little banter.
Oh. Do you have...
That'd be weird, a little banjo.
Maybe now I get my theme song.
Do you use a teleprompter like they do in other award shows?
We do use a teleprompter, but I got the first version of the script a few weeks ago, and I'm making myself
She's
familiar
off book.
With it. So
there's
you know
a
what?
Gig.
Stay with prompter in the sense that because if you get scared and nervous, it's not the same as learning it at all. I've gone on a million auditions and said, "Oh, I got this," and then a director guy goes, "Okay," and there's four other guys in the room, and you just forget everything.
Well, Jessica's also been nominated for.
I'm
for
looking
a very
at that here.
Here's a couple of interesting things about Jessica on here.
Best actress. Best actress in film and video, contract star of the year, best all-girl scene, best anal. Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Best anal. Do you think you might win that?
I think I might win that, actually. But the one that I'm really pulling for, aside from best actress,
of course.
Would be the
three-way
all-girl sex scene that I did for Manhunters. And Manhunters is a movie that we did directed by Brad Armstrong, which was shot on film. And it's up for more Avian nominations than any other
movie.
What
makes the all-girl scene special?
Well, usually we
Chicks.
Don't shoot... what he said. Usually we don't get to shoot a movie sequentially. Like, we'll shoot the last part of the movie in the first 2 days or something like that. But in this situation, we were able to actually shoot the very end of the movie.
Just putting a Johnny Quest theme under it.
I like that.
I promise
a lot.
The listeners. Yeah.
We had all this build-up, which is a good build-up song. We had all this build-up, and we were just finally kind of unleashed on each other, and it was really good.
I think I saw that movie, Unleashed. I'm going to ask two questions at once, because we have to keep this brief, because Mr. Carolla has pointed out we are running late. One, you have been married to two porn stars, and two, is there such an animal as a fluffer?
I have not been married to two porn stars, first of all. I was married to one and decided I would never do it again. And if you get your information off of Wikipedia...
Now married to porn director.
Nope. We're not married.
Not married. Oh.
I am not married.
You were married to Evan Stone?
I was.
And what about
that? That ended 3 years ago.
He's with Tara Patrick now, right?
No, that's Evan Seinfeld. Wrong Evan.
Whatever.
Come on.
That's Jerry
How many
Seinfeld.
Evans can there be
Evan
in porn?
I am not married right now. Married right now.
So you and Navarro may hook up
maybe,
in Las Vegas.
Maybe that's why I'm on his MySpace
page. And now, what about the more important fluffer question, and how do I get in?
Do you want to be a fluffer?
Is there such a thing? Yes, is a porn fluffer.
Do you know what a fluffer does?
If you're offering, then yes, I'll hire you.
Well, they don't need a female fluffer, but they need a male fluffer. And then what about Viagra? A lot of these guys on Viagra now?
Okay, one thing at a time. First, fluffers. I think they used to do fluffers a really long time ago. For as long as I've been in the business, though, which is almost 7 years, I've never seen a fluffer.
I've wanted
a fluffer on a few occasions, but I've never actually...
A fluffer is a woman who keeps a guy ready to go for the next scene, right?
Right, but I think it should be equal opportunity, and I think I should get a fluffer.
Dude, I fluff and fold, whatever you need.
That's one of my favorite movies that I've ever done, Fluff and Fold. You should definitely see it.
Here would be my problem with the fluffer.
Here I am.
It would work. Here's how it would work. It'd be like, Mr. Carolla's requested a fluffer moments before we start this very important scene, honey. And it'd be, yes, and I'll just be sitting here eating off the fruit plate while I get my fluff. But the fluff would go, here's what the fluff would be. It'd be like, that's good. Oh, this is going to work. Mr. Carolla, we need you on set now.
Oh, Christ. Right. We got a problem. Was anyone filming that?
I'm so not bragging. I have one thing that would make me like one of the world's great porn stars, and one thing that would make me I could never get in the business. I am capable of at least, easily, 7 times a day. Not a problem.
Come here.
Swear to God on my life.
Seven times a day.
Ask my wife. Ask my wife.
And
but I have a very...
Red pubes?
Bright red, like they're fire. On fire.
Okay.
You want to see them?
Is that...
Yeah.
I do. Show Jessica. Right. Show Jessica your
Jessica,
pubes.
Do you want to see them?
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Oh.
This is
not what I was expecting when I woke up today, Adam.
Oh, please.
I just tripped.
Hey, and listen.
And the show has reached a new low.
You know, I was a fan of the guy. I thought it was funny. But how many times did we ask Damashek to show his pubes to someone and he refused to do it?
Bonaducci, right off the stool. Very nicely groomed, young lady.
Thank you.
So, but they're weird red. They're so bright red.
Is that the strike against you?
Fiery
the red pubes?
Oh, that's not right.
The strike against me is very. It's not a big deal. My unit itself is not a big porno deal.
I feel like there's a lot of guys who have been able to work with that over the years. Not all the guys.
See,
when I watch a porno,
I like to watch a girl grab a whole big thing and.
Do you really?
There's extra finger space. Your fingers touch.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm no size queen. I think size definitely matters, but probably not the way men would think. Mm. I would definitely say that there is such a thing as being too big.
Mm-hmm.
Could be uncomfortable. But not going to go into
any
details.
Have you ever worked with any of those guys?
I did work with someone once that was too big for me, and I actually couldn't finish. Mm.
Wow. Who was that man?
His name was Julian.
God bless him. Yeah.
You say his name like he should be ashamed. Yeah. Like if he heard this, he'd kill himself.
Well, you know what, though? Could you imagine you'd be so proud of the thing that ruined you? You have a giant schlong, yet you can't have sex?
Yeah, it's one thing if you ruin a librarian or a nun, but when a porn star says, yeah, thanks, but no thanks, that's a feather in your jock.
I'll pass.
Really? So how did it... Now, did you see him before you worked with him?
I did, but it was for a magazine shoot, so I thought I could make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Because there isn't as much involved all the way through.
Yeah, how do those
magazine shoots
work?
It's more a stop and start type thing because, of course, you have to relight and pose.
And I heard on the graphic ones with, you know, like the money shot. Can you say that on the radio? Well, there's a guy that can bleep.
Okay.
But that's actually like tame cream rinse. Because they need it when they need it, exactly where they need it.
Never in my experience.
Really? It's real deal?
When I need it, it's there.
Wow. Jesus.
Jessica.
Well, when you need it, when you don't need it, it might be
there,
darling.
How old were you when you first started in porn?
No.
I got in when I was 23.
23?
Yeah.
The ripe old age of 23.
Well, I think that probably, in my opinion, girls that are 18 aren't making the best decision.
Too young.
Yeah.
I think so.
I didn't really even understand how to express my sexuality until I was 21, 22.
I was better at it when I was 18. You dance.
It's getting so great,
though. You used to dance before?
I did. I was dancing my way through college in El Paso, and I was a psychology major.
Nice.
Remarkably
so
enough.
When you were 18, you thought you were just another college freshman who was going to go off and get married and have that life.
Well, I don't know about the getting married part right away, but I definitely thought
you're going to get your
would...
degree, you're going to
exactly.
go into psychology, and that would be that.
Certainly more of a normal
pornithology.
Life. And then it dawned on me, what am I going to do? How long am I going to stay in school? What type of degree am I going to get? And then what am I going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And I hit statistics of psych, and it really scared me. Everything started getting really hard in school. I was dancing really late hours.
I feel like statistics has probably sent a large amount of women into porn. I never took it, but everyone said that's a tough class.
I would like to know the statistics.
Four
on that.
Out of five women that's, who take stats.
Ironically. Well, Jessica, unfortunately, we're running late, so we need to take a break. But I will tell everyone that you are going to be hosting, along with a professional comedian. And don't worry, baby, don't be too proud to use that teleprompter.
Yeah, no.
I won't. Can I say something?
Yes.
JessicaDrake.com, Wicked. Pictures.com, and for ticket information, go to Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, real quick, and I just, because I have a thing, like porn stars make me kind of creepy and weird and stuff, and you seem like a lovely young lady to
Thank
me, and I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for having me.
Our pleasure. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the news. T, what's in it?
Well, shockingly, Marilyn Manson's up to some weird stuff, and more.
We'll figure out. Oh, yeah, that guy... I'll tell you a story about him giving me some weird absinthe booze and getting me all high.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you all about that when we come back. Hey, there's more Adam on the way. Plus Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1
KLSX
Free FM.
Hey, this is Dawson.
And producer Angie.
From the Adam Carolla Show. Angie and I are going to be partying.
And skiing.
Partying. In beautiful Lake Tahoe, February 23rd to the 25th. And if you get to AdamCarolla.com, they're hooking our listeners up with a 25% discount on rooms at Harrah's and Harvey's Lake Tahoe. Harrah's has everything from double black diamonds to blackjack, poker, and all your favorite slots.
I like craps.
Yeah, me too, but that's usually the day after the party. Powered by Harrah's and Harvey's Lake Tahoe. For cool days and hot nights, Tahoe is a place to ski this season. And 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Ski season is here, and unlike hunting season, you don't need a license. But you do need a reservation, and there's no better place to make it than Harrah's Lake Tahoe. With trails that are rated some of the best in the West, Tahoe is the place to ski this season. Plus, at Harrah's Lake Tahoe, you get the best of both worlds, from double diamonds to double down. There's nonstop action 24-7, including blackjack, poker, and all your favorite slots. And right now, room rates are only $89 a night. That's $89 for a stay AAA deemed worthy of their prestigious Four Diamond Award for cool days and hot nights. The only place to go is Harrah's Lake Tahoe. For reservations or more information, call 1-800-HARRAHS or visit harrahscasinos.com. And be sure to mention deal code SKI89 for this special rate.
Offer subject to availability. Valid Sunday through Thursday. Blackout date supply. Expires 4/30/07. Management reserves the right to void or alter at any time without prior notice. Accommodations, run of the house, room for two adults. Room types not guaranteed. Must be 21 years or older to use this offer.
I'm going to talk to you about Sona Med Spa. Why? Because the perfect way to start the new year is hair free. That's right, hair free. Don't waste your time waxing and shaving. They got a laser. It takes the hair off. It's the greatest thing ever. You do a few treatments, no more hair. Legs, arms, back, face, underarms, bikini. You'll never have to deal with unwanted hair. There's a special for New Year's. Take 30% off any laser hair removal package, 40% off any second laser hair removal package. That deal ends January the 31st. You can call up Sona at 714-434-SONA, S-O-N-A. They use the latest techniques with Botox, Restylane, Radius. That's all stuff to make your face prettier. Or you can check them out on the web, sonaoc.com. Sona Med Spa, the perfect way to start the new year.
Don't you wish your home was hot like ours? Don't
you? You certainly don't want the super-duper ultimate power pointless brainless family free-to-build debt savings negative freedom can't believe it's not better loan. Now come on, does it really matter what gimmicky name your loan is called? Who cares what stupid name it has? Just as long as it has the best thing for you and your family. That's why you'll call the Home Ownership Roundtable at 888-971-TEAM. We educate and demystify home buying, selling, and refinancing. Better yet, we can get you a better loan for your situation than any lender out there. No joke. We'll tell you how lenders are doing those gimmicky loans at your expense and how we can help you save thousands while helping you achieve your real estate and financial objectives.
Don't you wish your home loan was hot like ours? Don't you?
The Home Ownership Roundtable. Lending, investments, solutions. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. right here on 97.1 Free FM. And call 888-971-TEAM. That's 888-971-8326.
97.1 KLSX. 97.1 KLSX. 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Ah, good news, gearheads. The Tuttles. That's the dad with the big arms. The two sons. One of them's a screwball. The other one's just as hard ass as the dad is. From American Chopper, they're switching over to TLC. They're on Discovery before. It's all under one big umbrella. So it's a nice, easy, seamless transition. TLC, 9 p.m., Thursday the 18th is when they start the new shows. New bikes, new shop, same bad attitude. But they're going to be out here in Los Angeles, and they're going to do a little rock and roll event that is this weekend. So here's how it works. You listen to Conway and Whitman. They're going to take 20 winners. Them and their guests are going to go with a all-access pass and a drive ride-along with the cast to the House of Blues. And then you start doing the big bleach burnouts with the Hogs. And, you know, you get your bitch on the bank. She pulls her top over her head. It's Sturgis, baby. It's Sturgis, right on the Sunset Strip. So, if you like bikes, if you like bikers, if you like tats, if you like big arms and big boobs, then you go hang out with the Tuttles. All new episodes starting Thursday, January 18th, 9 p.m. only on TLC.
Don't sell it. Don't trade it. Call 800-2-DONATE and donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Call 800-2-DONATE for hassle-free pickup. 800-2-DONATE. Or visit 800-2-DONATE.org.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla is back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Admit it, if you had the cash, you'd buy the new Xbox 360 in a heartbeat. It's got the best games and the most incredible graphics, but it can also set you back $300. Well, what if I told you how to get one for free? You heard me, free, as in it could cost you zero, zilcho, zippo. You get the idea. Just go to www.radioxbox360.com for the hookup. If you're 18 or older, go to www.radioxbox360.com. Enter your email address and shipping information. Follow the redemption instructions, print out your coupon, and a free Xbox 360 will be shipped to you. Guaranteed. Check out the site for more details. So what are you waiting for? Instead of blowing your money buying an Xbox, get one free at www.radioxbox360.com. But you've got to hurry, because this is a limited time offer. So if you want your free Xbox, you must go to www.radioxbox360.com. Again, www.radioxbox360.com. Limit one per household.
The Adam Carolla Show, your news leader. Live, local, late breaking. Teresa Strasser.
A woman was taking a flight out of Washington, D.C. Apparently, she had terrible gas.
The number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now. The Adam Carolla Show.
All right, T.
Yep.
Make and be with the news, baby doll.
President Bush is, as we speak, working on a revised war strategy he plans to announce this week, most likely on Wednesday. In addition to increasing troops, this proposal could provide more money for jobs and reconstruction programs over in Iraq. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is
cautioned... he working on anything, really, or is he having some people work on some stuff and get back to him?
I think he's got a study group.
I feel like he's working on stuff like when you say to the waitress, could I get some sweet and low?
You're not.
Could you take your fat ass and go get me some sweet and low? I feel when Bush says I'm working on it, it means
you know what,
could I get some sweet and low?
I don't mind that. I voted for Bush, I'll tell you that. But I have done so the second time around, I think. Well, I hope he's got really smart people around him.
Yes, I think he has advisors.
I think he just says, I don't really know. Can you guys help me out? Which would be good.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, who's now in charge over there, the House Speaker, is suggesting that the new Democratic-controlled Congress could deny him the funding. So this should be interesting come midweek.
Mm-hmm.
In entertainment news, The Apprentice Season 6 premiered last night. It's in L.A. The losing team has to sleep out in tents. It's another new twist. Now, he asked...
Trump is great because whenever he... I want Trump... I want him to eulogize me, or I want him to talk about me, because he talks about himself like no other. Like
right.
He's like, we're going out to California. I already have a golf course in California. It is the number one best, most beautifulest golf course out there. It's doing great. It's doing fantastic. We are the number one show. Last year we were number. It's like he is the greatest.
He is.
He's the greatest
since Don King, and at least you can understand Donald Trump.
Right.
Well, I started to notice about two seasons ago that when he would have on executives, he had given up on learning their names, and he would go, you are, and he would have them introduce themselves and what they did, like an executive from Kinko's or Home Depot. Now, he's done this with the apprentice. He hasn't really bothered to learn their names, so he asked them in the opening scene to introduce themselves and to tell a little bit about themselves. One guy, Martin, makes an odd choice.
My name is Martin. I'm the senior assistant city attorney for the great city of Atlanta. And I'll, too, give you a hug if you let me go to the bathroom.
Can you hold for 2 minutes?
I can hold it.
Okay, good.
It's a little bit of an odd choice.
I can hold it all day if you'll make me the winner.
The part about those shows that always makes me think something is cooked is when they all meet the 18 or 19 people, and it's like, Trump is like, all right, we're going to break it off into two teams. Let's have two team leaders. Let's go ahead and pick the teams. And they sit there and they're like, I'll take Veronica. I'll take Sheila.
They know all the names.
I'll take Barry. I'll take Steven. And once in a while, there's some crazy name in there. Like, I'll take Latka. And I think to myself, if I just met these 18 people earlier that afternoon, and be like, black bald guy? No, not Nike shirt bald guy. Black bald guy. Right. Yeah, over here, buddy. And hook nose, over here. Funky teeth, let's go. Brillo head.
Remember we had Quan the other day?
Yes.
On the one where they split them up by races, they didn't know each other's names ever.
Good.
They, when it came time to mix teams, yes, like the black guy would go, lady in the hat, and then she'd get to pick and she'd go, guy in the cutoffs. Nobody knew anybody's name.
The part that makes me see, that it was when they chose up teams at the very beginning of yesterday's episode, each person knew all 18 people's names.
Yes, I was amazed by that too. Now, I'm going to bet that neither of you watched a new reality show called Grease. You're the one that I want.
You're the one that I want.
You would bet wrong.
You saw it?
Well, I saw like the first 20 minutes.
Okay, well, good. Then you know.
Were you wearing a skirt?
I had it pulled up and I could see through it.
Did you have a tampon in?
No.
Okay.
But I was spotting, so you should pad.
Now, as you know, the show follows wannabe contestants as they audition for a new Broadway version of the musical Grease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, Ricky auditions for the part of Danny.
I got tears, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control, 'cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying. Better shape up.
And yeah. Then Robin.
It's awful, isn't it?
Didn't even get the part.
I can't believe there's an English guy who's
mean.
Yeah.
It's being
mean
produced by a British guy. And here's Robin. She didn't do so well at her audition for Sandy.
I worked more recently for many years in film acting, in horror films and sci-fi.
Oh.
And I also write and star. I'm a beginning stand-up comedian at the Laugh Factory. I write Harry Potter jokes, and I write murder mystery novels.
And here she is.
Hold on. She was 55 years old and looked like she came out of a John Waters film.
Was she a man?
Seemed like a man.
Seems like a man.
But it was probably worse if she would be better looking if she was a tranny.
You guys, what if she's a good singer? Let's just take a listen.
Let's find out, man.
She could blow us away.
We could stand corrected.
Helplessly devoted to you.
Well, there goes that theory, doesn't it?
Now, this is my bigger point, which is, when are we going to stop passing this off as entertainment? People that are clearly doing it as a goof. Obviously, she's 55. She's 400 pounds. She has a face that looks like an NFL linebacker before face mask. Obviously, she's not going to get this part. She doesn't think she's going to get this part. Let's stop pretending. And this is where American Idol's going to start up
what
in the next
the
2 weeks.
What about the flip side, though, where you have, was it Michael Hung?
From American Idol.
Where he didn't
William Hung
realize he sucked, and of course I don't think anybody else realized he was retarded until they exploited him. But before they knew he was retarded, that was funny.
I don't think he's retarded. I think he's a smart guy. He's a college student. He's just not a good singer.
He's retarded.
He seems to have a learning disorder.
Let's talk about Marilyn Manson.
Now, you may or may
not know that he's having some relationship troubles with his wife, a burlesque artist named Dita Von Teese.
I hear they're sleeping in separate coffins.
She filed for divorce last month, citing irreconcilable differences. The two were married back in December of 2005. Here's the thing. A source is quoted saying that he has not been responsive. She loved him so much, but he has too many demons. He can't even communicate with her at this point. She tried to tell him she was divorcing him, and she can't even get him on the phone. She moved out of the house, and he hasn't even noticed. This, according to the source. The source also says that those demons that were referred to were the demons of alcohol and alcohol.
Well, I will say
it's the worst one, guys, out of everything.
He is into worse than alcohol. He's into absinthe. Absinthe is alcohol.
It's like, so hard to get.
And drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, last time
it's a hallucinogen. It makes, remember you told me never, because it stuck with the things you say sometimes, like just the smallest things will stick with me.
Thank you.
And you told me never flick a cigarette
in slow motion
because something will blow up.
Yeah, even if it's on just a slab of concrete that's been hosed down, if you flick a cigarette butt in slow motion, it will blow up.
What abstinence will do...
Make the heart grow drunker?
No, it puts you in slow motion.
Thank you.
Yes.
It makes you move in slow motion. And everything, it would be a perfect thing to get in a fight on.
It's a liquid Quaalude.
You drank
essentially
it with
what it
Marilyn
is.
Manson?
Well, what happened was is he did one of these things where he wanted to drink it. So when you want to drink, you give booze as a gift. So if I wanted to get drunk and I was doing Loveline and it was 10:30 at night and I wanted to catch a buzz, if I come in with a bottle of booze, I'm an alcoholic. If I get the host a gift and then say, let's celebrate, open it and pour myself five or six tumblers of it. I had a few sips off it. I got loopy. He is loopy and drunk off this stuff.
That stuff's a big deal.
Yeah, he came back from Amsterdam or something where apparently it's in all the drinking fountains.
You know what? It's not. Even in Amsterdam, it's very hard to find.
Well,
I hope
he and Dita Von Teese can work it out. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
And I got to tell you, when Bonaducci says a booze or drug is very hard to find, you people should all stop looking. Because when Danny, I feel it's like the smartest guy you know saying, this puzzle is hard. That means don't even pick it up.
You know what's funny to me? And because I keep them at home, I still have the notebooks. I'll never, ever, ever have this argument. Because sometimes it hasn't happened in a long time, especially drugs. That's a long time ago. But my wife and I could be in an argument. She'll go, are you okay? And I know what that means. It's code for she now just gets to win the argument because I could be drunk or on drugs. So I keep drug tests in my own house all the time.
Really?
Yeah. You look at me funny. I take a drug test right then because I won't have that conversation.
Urine?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't
really?
Say, I can draw blood, but what would I do with it?
Yeah, it's all urine. Oh, I guess they have hair.
They're amazing.
Male as well.
Hair will go back too far. Hair. I would imagine if I've been clean. Well, I don't know about drugs because that's been so long. But I would imagine, I don't know about hair. I really don't. I know blood. I know the only thing about a drug test that you can fool is if you take your eyes off it. If you watch the guy fill the jar and put the lid on and the lines turn green, he's clean. Mm-hmm. If you blink, I could do something to it, theoretically. Mm-hmm. But if you just, so I won't have that. You know, I just immediately take it. So, since I have these drug tests so you can prove I'm never on it, if you would ever like to call that as a dare, I just pick the most wild drug you could think of and see how long it takes me to get it. I'll bet I could get it in 2 days.
I was surprised last week when we found a drug that you haven't done that I have done.
Which was?
I think it was speed.
Oh, meth.
Yeah, meth.
Meth, no. I quit drugs. My legend, I was just talking about Jack Silver about this. My legend gets here before me by years. Do you know I haven't had a ticket in 17 years?
Get out of here, you puss.
I know.
You make me sick.
I haven't had a ticket or a dealing with the cops in 17 years.
Yeah. Well, not that you haven't been pulled over for speeding 28 times, but it's been, hey, Tanny Partridge, get the F out of here. You would have gotten tickets.
That's because that's the way cops treat me after what they
put. Your picture's up at every police station.
Do me a favor. Somebody look up mugshots of the rich and famous. I'm tied for first place. And you look at the one with the 38 stitches and the scratched eye and the broken hands.
All right. Well, we'll do that.
tell me how much cops love me.
We'll also take ourselves a little break. And when we come back, we are going to make it possible for you guys to join us at the Playboy Mansion on the 18th.
Nice.
Coming up, I believe, the Thursday after this coming Thursday. Now, Donald Trump's going to be there, and so obviously there'll be a little apprentice. There'll be an apprentice tie-in. So if you saw the show last night, you call in 866-901-ADAM. We'll ask you a little trivia, and then we'll see you at the Playboy Mansion after this.
Awesome.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
Paula Sela is a real Geico customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
O'Higgins.
They say good help is hard to find, but in Beverly Hills, you just need to call their agents. Tonight on E!, go inside a world where no request is too big.
Please fill the tub with champagne for me. I need to soak.
Small.
The driveway really needs to be vacuumed.
Or outrageous.
I'm going to need you to wax me today.
From an executive producer of The Girls Next Door, an all-new high-maintenance 90210 at its new time, 10-9 Central, only on E!. God help the help.
Crank. My name is Jeff Chelios, and today's the day that I die.
Only on DVD and Blu-ray, January 9th.
I've got 1 hour to settle the score.
Your whole crew is history.
Say goodbye to my girl.
What's the matter with you?
And go out with a little style.
The critics rave. Crank is a hardcore action classic. It tears up the screen like a muscle car on fire. Strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. Crank. Rated R. Own it on DVD and Blu-ray January 9th.
Hun?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We switched to TurboTax this year.
Yep, and it's so easy. You just answer simple questions, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
It also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
TurboTax found ones I didn't even think of.
Huh. Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Yeah, well, they're hard to overlook.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or your local retailer.
Now broadcasting in HD digital stereo. This is KLSX Los Angeles. SoCal's home of the Adam Carolla Show mornings. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1.
97.1
Free FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 800-80-LASER or go to LaserEyeCenter.com.
Did you know that all drunk driving convictions now stay on your record for 10 years? That's right, 10 years. This is Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman. It seems like each year the drunk driving laws get tougher. With the way our laws are going, people need us now more than ever. If you drink and drive, the police will be looking to arrest you for drunk driving. That's why it's the right thing to do to call us if you, a loved one, or a friend is arrested for DUI. We can help save your assets, your driver's license, your job, your freedom, and your reputation. These days, with so much at stake, you need to protect yourself, your loved ones, and your friends. So call me, Top Gun DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman, toll free at 888-4-TOP-GUN. If you, a loved one, or a friend is arrested for DUI, that's 888-4-TOP-GUN. That's 888-4-T-O-P-G-U-N. Because friends don't let friends plead guilty.
Hey, it's Tim Conway Jr. here. If you've been diagnosed with high cholesterol, you have three choices. Either A, ignore it, in which case you'll probably die. B, reduce it with medication, prescriptions, and the side effects that come along with those deals. Or C, choose a completely natural way, that's what I did, and lower your cholesterol with Rescue 1250, Rescue LDLX2 with niacin, and also Rescue Cell Power. There are 150 million Americans walking around right now with high cholesterol, and only one real natural way to reduce it, and that's what I did. So if you are interested in reducing your cholesterol a completely natural way, then tune into this station, 97.1 Free FM, each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Dr. Benigni is with us every Sunday, and he teaches people how to lower their cholesterol a completely natural way. So Sunday morning, 8 to 9 a.m., or better yet, call him now. 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-26-A-L-I-V-E.
This is a 1968 Toyota Crown.
For generations, people have counted on Toyota.
This is my Toyota Camry Hybrid.
And now celebrate 50 years of quality with special anniversary savings. Choose $750 factory cash back or low 3.9 financing on a new fuel-efficient 07 Corolla. Or drive off with a great deal or a low lease on the incredible new 07 Camry. Motor Trend's 2007 Car of the Year.
We make it easy.
A new Corolla or a new Camry during Toyota's 50th anniversary. See your Toyota dealer today. Offers cannot be combined. Vehicles must be purchased or leased from new car dealer stock by midnight, 1:30 on 7. Limited term financing through Toyota Financial Services to qualify Tier 1 and Tier 2 credit customers only. 50th anniversary savings at your Southern California Toyota dealer. Toyota, moving forward.
All right, this is Danny Bonaducci again for Best Funding, and I'm going to give you these magic words again because I don't think I've ever heard them or read them in a commercial, and I won't lie to you, that's what this is. It's a spot, it's commercial. Fernando Perez, he founded Best Funding in 1992, and then he put these words in. I have an impeccable record with the Better Business Bureau. That's a fact. You can check that. That's something you never hear a guy offer in advance unless he is clean and doing business the best way possible. So I haven't met Fernando yet. I'm meeting him later this afternoon, but I am very excited about this. You listen, you shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan just because you got some bad credit. Fernando, he founded Best Funding in 1992. He's got that Better Business Bureau thing working out for him. You're not going to get jerked around because they practice responsible lending, and this means money in your hands within 12 days without all those inflated rates and unnecessary fees. Save thousands of dollars in loans. Call them right now. Best Funding, 888-549-1010.
More Adam Carolla in less than a minute on 97.1 Free FM.
In Beverly Hills, no request is too big or outrageous. Watch a new series from the executive producer of The Girls Next Door, High Maintenance 90210. All new, tonight at 10 on E!
Show is back at the Playboy Mansion for another live broadcast on Thursday, January 18th.
Ooh, Carolla.
Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci with Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Donald Trump Jr., plus Jimmy Kimmel, Hugh Hefner, and the girls next door, and David Alan Greer. Listen all this week to win tickets to join us at the Playboy Mansion. Special thanks to NBC's The Apprentice Los Angeles.
And Push the Alcohol.
And Miller Lite. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
I really feel like I've turned the corner on Trump. Feels like a guy I really wanted to hate about 4 years ago, and now I can't get enough of the man. The Apprentice, I saw it last night. If
smoking sucks.
The Apprentice does not suck.
The Apprentice does not suck.
Smoking sucks.
And neither does Ivana's heaving bosom. What's his wife's name?
Melania. She was on the show last night.
He has Ivanka.
Ivanka's the daughter.
And then his
Ivana's
Ivana's ex, and then Melania.
It's confusing.
Oh, she is such smoking hot Euro trash.
Who is
Marla Maples.
Marla Maples. Yes. Anthony?
Yes.
You want to go to the Playboy Mansion?
Sure do.
All right, T. Why don't you ask him a trivia question about
The
Apprentice?
Let's start with an easy one. You ready?
Yeah.
What type of business did the teams have to run on last night's show?
A car wash.
That is correct.
That is solid. Now, we didn't work it out.
Yeah,
oh,
I was just
screw
gonna
it,
say,
you're in.
Is that okay? That's one of my favorite things about the show. Can I tell you that?
The part where we don't work anything
right,
out?
No, it's just like I'm the new guy, and all of a sudden you'll say, okay, we're doing Mr. Brightside, and I'll just sit here and go, huh, I hope that's interesting.
Yeah, we do too.
All right, so he's in, right?
More often disappointed by it, though. Oh, yeah, he's in. What do I care?
I like this cut of his jib.
Bill?
Oh, nice guy.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, let it be known I don't care.
Okay.
I used to teach comedy traffic school, and people would walk in 3 hours late, and they'd say, my car broke down. I'd say, I don't care. And they say, I'll stay after class. No. Just sit down. And they go, but, just sit down. We'll take it from here.
Nice.
I'd be a great security guard.
So, this guy, Bill, does he have to answer one question to go to the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, Bill's in already. Was that the guy?
No, Anthony. Anthony's in. Bill's got to answer something correctly.
If we don't practice, then we don't have to stick by the rules. We can say he has to answer 9 questions correct now if we want.
Or
it's the Adam Carolla Show. Yeah. What do you want him to do?
Well, I say you're in, Bill.
Good.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's it?
I got a good vibe off this cat.
Right.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla does not suck.
Thank you. BZ?
Yo.
Oh, I know BZ. He was in our Soul Search.
Strasser, what's up, boo-boo?
How you doing?
BZ, are you out in Vegas right now?
I am right now, but I'll be coming back soon.
Mm-hmm. I like BZ. You're in, too.
I love you, BZ.
Oh, wow.
Very generous.
I like BZ. He almost won.
All right. Now, Dan?
Hello?
You must get 26 questions correct.
Oh, man. All right,
Dan, did you focus when you watched The Apprentice last night?
Oh, you bet I did.
Okay, the winning team goes to what legendary Los Angeles restaurant and meets the chef Wolfgang Puck?
Spago.
Very good.
Nice. Mm,
yes, that's
right. 25
right.
More.
I saw Melania's heaving bosom.
I should try his new restaurant, Vert, at Hollywood and Highland. Very good.
Yes.
He is, I got to say, I've been to Cut a time or two.
Not
his
a bad place.
New place at the Beverly Wilshire, and he is there working his ass off. It is funny that we think people don't do stuff once they become a celebrity. Mm. It's like, here comes Wolfgang Puck. He's got a towel over his shoulder, and he's sweating. He was coming from the kitchen. I'm like, Wolfgang, quit pretending like you're cooking. You don't have to cook.
And
it's like,
crazy.
This is what he does, and this is why
now,
we know his
name. Are you positive
name.
It's not his twin brother, Klaus?
There's Klaus Puck?
Klaus, yeah. He's always at Vert, though. He's usually at
Vert.
This
is what happened with Gallagher. He didn't know which one.
Klaus knows his place.
Mm. I like Mother Puck.
Guys in Klaus. Delight.
I like Don Rickles and his hockey puck.
Mother Pucker, but they shortened it when they moved to when they moved out here.
Guys named Klaus make me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me to get in line
that's
for Klaus.
That's right. We'll give you a tattoo.
Let's move on with this game.
All right. Go ahead, Dan. Or go ahead, T.
25
Dan?
More, right?
No. One more.
One more for him?
One more and you're in.
But can we make it a reasonably hard one?
You want me to make it hard?
Yes.
Oh.
I think question two is pretty hard.
Oh, it's really hard. Okay.
If it's too hard, I don't want to, because he seems like a nice guy.
He seems like a nice guy. You know
Thank
what?
You.
Should we, how about this?
Whatever you want.
How about this? This one's in the middle. When the two project managers were picking teams, who was chosen last?
Martin.
Okay. You're now in.
Yeah.
But if you answer third one right, you're not in. Because I make the rules up as I go. All right, Dan, you're in. Is that four?
Well, a couple
or did we get three?
A couple people you just let
you
in without asking
You didn't ask any questions. You just said you're going.
That doesn't matter. It's the Adam Carolla show.
That's a fact. It's the Adam Carolla show.
I think we've given away three.
Oh, we've given away three. Ryan?
Hey, how's it going, Adam?
Good. What do you do?
I am a HR analyst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Human resources analyst?
Oh, yes.
So you fire people.
Yes.
Would you even know what to do at the Playboy Mansion?
I'll learn.
Okay.
Oh, I like right. him.
What kind of company do you work for?
The county.
Really? They fire people? I've seen and dealt with many a county person, and I've decided that they can fire no one.
Well, I do mostly nobody. Hiring, but firing's good, too.
Have you ever tried to fire someone who didn't feel like getting fired? It's a big-ass deal.
It is.
What do you have to do to get fired from a county job?
Oh, it's tough. You got
to
go.
You have to fly a plane into the mayor's house.
Yeah.
Twice.
And then maybe not get fired.
Being rude and lazy certainly ain't going to do it. That'll get you a raise.
Not.
I like the cut of your jib, son. Keep up with the rudeness and laziness. All right, Ryan, answer one question right, and we'll put you in.
This is a little bit more difficult. I think you've got it. Who was the leader of the winning team on last night's episode?
I believe that was Heidi.
That's right.
Heidi, who was hot.
Very hot.
And I got to say that, as we spoke about, Ryan, you're in, brother. Hang on. As we spoke about a little earlier in the show, the hot chick in the business attire, who's all prim and proper, that is a turn-on, and that show is smart, because I feel like some shows hire some hunky guys, but they're a little bit light in the chick department for some reason. Maybe it's overcompensation. The Apprentice does it right. They hire, there's probably eight really hot business chicks. Like, it's kind of thing where if you walked into a business and Heidi was behind the counter or behind the desk or whatever, you'd think, come on, this is a put on. Someone hired me a prostitute.
Right.
This is awesome. All right, The Apprentice, everybody on, well, is it Sunday? It's not at 9:30. That was last night, right?
Yeah, I think that was a last night special episode.
Yes, they switched
right
it to 9 o'clock or 8:30, whatever it is. Listen, The Apprentice.
I know we want to say thanks to Miller Lite and The Apprentice. Sunday's 9 p.m. on
That's
NBC.
Right.
There you go.
And, of course, Miller Lite.
And we will see Donald and Ivanka and Donald Jr. and Kimmel, who I also call Donald Jr. David Alan Greer, my main man, all at the Playboy Mansion coming up.
Omarosa's going to be there.
Week. Oh, really? That'll be a fun reunion.
We've had a big fight already.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Don't go anywhere because there's a lot more coming up. It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Ooh, Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Conway Whitman here. Tune in tonight for Blood, Sweat, Missing Teeth. That's right, L.A. Kings hockey.
We'll be broadcasting live from the Staples Center for the Kings versus Edmonton Oilers matchup. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
That's tonight, right after Lycus. It's Conway Whitman live from the Staples Center on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
No payments until June of 2007. Unbelievable.
Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage. With this program, if you close your loan in January, your first payment won't be due until June. You heard me right. No payments till June of 2007. Unbelievable. The first 3 months of your payment are not added to your loan. And yes, the bank is making your payments. And on our 50-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. A FICO score as low as 540 and unlimited 30-day lates. With the 50-year payment, over 30 years, your payment will stay low while still paying down the principal. Yes, you heard me right, while still paying down your principal. If you have a NEG-AM, an interest only, or an option ARM, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
Celebrate 40 years of Kings history and receive a free commemorative mini jersey.
The word is up.
These jerseys honor four of the greatest Kings players of all time. Rogie Vachon, Dave Taylor, Wayne Gretzky, and Luke Robitaille.
It's real.
Each embroidered mini jersey comes with high quality packaging and a body mold for display. Every fan in attendance on select games walks away with one of these collectible mini jerseys free. The next giveaway is February 1st when the Kings take on the Chicago Blackhawks. And the free jersey features number 18 legend Dave Taylor. Find out how to collect all four jerseys with a custom frame by purchasing our jersey ticket package. Call 1-888-KINGS-LA or visit lakings.com/legends now.
Shot, score.
This is not a game.
Well, around that rebound.
This is not a game.
Big time.
Yeah. Laser Eye Center. Give yourself the gift of sight this new year. Go down to the Laser Eye Center. They got the LASIK surgery treatments. You get 20/20 vision out of these people and beyond. That's right, it says it right here. 20/20 and beyond. The mind reels at beyond. You know what beyond is? Hey, Teresa wearing a pink bra. Nice.
Wow, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You missed a hair.
Oh.
Yeah. LADAR 6000 is a new technology, more precise, and I don't know how you get more precise than the old one, because that seemed to work just fine, but they've outdone themselves over at the Laser Eye Center. LADAR 6000, safer, faster, more effective than even before. Laser Eye Center makes LASIK affordable for you. 20 years experience, 200,000 surgeries. Not unclear whether it's each eyeball counts as one surgery or it's good, they go by the pair. I don't want to get mired in the details. The point is they know what they're doing. You don't. Screw the glasses. Screw the saline solution, all the messy stuff. Just go down and see my friends at Laser Eye Center. Just call 880-LASER. That's 880-LASER. Or go online, lasereyecenter.com.
Adam Carolla now, Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3. 97.1
KLSX.
Free FM.
Admit it, if you had the cash, you'd buy the new Xbox 360 in a heartbeat. It's got the best games and the most incredible graphics, but it can also set you back $300. Well, what if I told you how to get one for free? You heard me. Free. As in, it could cost you zero. Zilcho. Zippo. You get the idea. Just go to www.radioxbox360.com for the hookup. If you're 18 or older, go to www.radioxbox360.com. Enter your email address and shipping information. Follow the redemption instructions, print out your coupon, and a free Xbox 360 will be shipped to you. Guaranteed. Check out the site for more details. So what are you waiting for? Instead of blowing your money buying an Xbox, get one free at www.radioxbox360.com. But you gotta hurry, because this is a limited time offer. So if you want your free Xbox, you must go to www.radioxbox360.com. Again, www.radioxbox360.com. Limit one per household.
This free FM brought to you by LA Healthcare Plan. Find affordable health care for your kids. For example, a family of four earning up to $57,000 could qualify. Call LA Care Health Plan at 888-4-LA-KIDS. That's 888-4-LA-KIDS.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
If you live in Southern California, you have to drive. And in order to drive, you need a license. It's the most important privilege you possess. So what happens if you lose your license because of tickets, a DUI, accidents, failure to pay child support, or judgments? You couldn't drive to work, to school, or to any of the day-to-day activities you take for granted. Oh, sure, you could drive without a license, but that's a misdemeanor, and you could go to jail. If you've recently received a ticket, a DUI, you owe back child support, or the DMV is threatening to take your license, you need to call me, Paul Antill. My job is to keep you on the road. The law offices of Paul Antill, the experts in traffic and driving-related offenses, keep you driving free of worry and will help you get your license back. I defend all drivers throughout Southern California in both the courts and the DMV. Don't lose your most important privilege. Call the law offices of Paul Antill at 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255. Remember, the law offices of Paul Antill will fight to keep you on the road. Call 888-LAW-5255. That's 888-LAW-5255.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time to check in with David, who's doing 25 to life in a California state penitentiary for conspiracy to commit murder.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, David.
Adam, what's happening?
How's the joint treating you?
Oh, man, we just got off this long lockdown, man. It's been like a month and a half.
What were you locked down for?
Oh, you ain't gonna believe this, man. Okay, usually it's always over somebody fighting or somebody stabbing each other or something like that. Or
yes,
or
no.
But this time was interesting. It was an officer lost his bullets in his ammunition belt.
Mm-hmm. So and they figured somebody may have swiped it, and it's within the prison somewhere.
Exactly. So they had a search.
And you can make a bullet fire. You do not need a gun to make a bullet fire.
Wow.
You just hold it between some pliers and hit the primer?
Actually, yes, you could do that. You could do it that way. You could wedge it between anything you want and hit it with a hammer with a tack towards the front. Yeah, you can make a bullet fire.
Well, I do know that firsthand.
The same guns are made for.
Because when I was about 6 years old, a friend of our family had some bullets in his garage. He was a hunter. We found the bullets, spread them out, and a 6-year-old Adam Carolla pounded on it with a hammer until it discharged.
Good for you. Good girl.
Prisoner David, how was New Year's in the joint?
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, we got this new iChannel. It's called the iNetwork. Mm-hmm. All these reruns, Bonanza, Mama's Family. I mean, it's horrible.
Charlie Mama's Day. Family is torture enough. I got to tell you.
Reruns, buddy.
I would take...
Oh,
that's my favorite part.
...at a California correctional facility.
I would say you can either do 10 years or you can do 3 months watching Mama's Family. Yeah. You make the choice because I'll let you out.
So it's David?
Yes.
My name's Danny. I'm the new guy on the show.
Yes. You know what's funny is I had my cellie out here just a while ago. He goes, isn't that lady from the psychic on what's that, Montel?
Mm-hmm.
That psychic lady. Goes, no,
Sylvia Brown?
Yeah, he thought it was Sylvia Brown. I said, no, that's Danny Bonaducci. He said the voice sounds similar.
Jack Silver, quick note, you might want to put my name in the sweeper somewhere. Right there. That might be a hip idea.
Thought you were Lady Cleo.
Yeah, nice. I think that'll help make some sales. So you're doing 25 to life for conspiracy to commit murder?
Yeah.
Who'd you want to kill?
It's a long story, but it was just horrible. It was horrible.
Did he deserve it?
Ex-wife.
Well, we're talking about, nothing happened, man. I mean, I got 25 lives. It's just all words. It's just like, let's do a radio show. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you plan to kill her?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Are you saying you're innocent?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh. Yeah. That's a shocker.
Yes, I've been in 13 years, and it's just a long process. The appeals take forever.
I got to say, my demeanor in the joint would be much different if I was innocent as opposed to guilty.
I'd go insane.
Like, if I was innocent, if I truly knew I didn't conspire to murder anyone and I was 100% innocent and the guard was like, all right, Carolla, strip down, get in the car, I'd be like, oh, God, for the love of Christ, Jesus. Like, every time I eat some of the horrible food, every time I took a cold shower, every time I did anything, I'd just be like, I would be fetching and moaning and bitching and whining.
I can relate to you completely on this. When I was what I used to be,
mm-hmm.
and every word out of my mouth was a lie, no, honey, I'm not sleeping with anybody, no, honey, I'm not on any drugs, no, honey, I'm not drinking,
right.
All of that.
Lie.
And then I'd tell the truth, and she wouldn't believe me.
You go out of your
mind. I'd want to kill her. And I'd say, how dare you?
David, I'll tell you what's going to make time go by a lot faster, or at least be a lot more satisfying for you.
I'm going to fluff you.
Tell me.
Danny fluffs you. Through that little slot in the Lexan glass.
I don't mind, you seem like a nice guy.
Or... you do what I would do, which is, if I'm going to do 25 years for killing someone and I never did anything, I would just kill someone in the joint. At least that way I could sleep at night.
That's a good one.
It is a good one, except usually guys in the joint have friends that then kill you back.
Exactly. Oh. That's
all right.
Problem,
well, listen, I haven't worked out the details
yeah,
yet.
Stay out of trouble, David.
All right, yes. David, so you just got done with a month and a half long lockdown.
Yes, I don't know if you can imagine being locked up with another man. He's farting.
How does lockdown work?
Well, basically, we're locked in the cell for 24 hours a day, and about every 3 days we get a shower. They let us out for like an hour just to get a shower.
And until they find the bullets or somebody comes forward, are they trying to get somebody to come forward and admit they stole them? Is that how it works?
Well, in this situation, they're just looking for the bullets, so they had to go through every cell and search through every envelope that a guy has in his locker.
And they didn't find it ultimately, or they did?
Ultimately, they found nothing.
They found nothing.
They took my porn stash. That's what they did, though.
I'd kill in jail with no porn.
Well, where were you hiding the porn?
I have it hidden like an envelope. So I put like legal mail. I put legal mail on the outside of it.
He can't say where, but it was rolled up.
It was hidden.
I don't care if it's a VCR from 1978. If it's my only choice of porn in prison, it's going right up the crack.
I
don't care how big it is.
I would keister a Sears catalog worth of porn.
Yeah.
Hey, prisoner.
Maybe some decent furniture.
Prisoner David?
Yes.
That's right, a nice ottoman while I was at it. Prisoner David, we need to take a break this time next week.
Yes, absolutely.
You'll be right where you are today?
If we're not on lockdown, I'll definitely call in.
That's the one good thing about having a regular prisoner as a guest. You know, you get Kobayashi on the phone, and then the next week you don't know where he is. You can't find him.
Tara Reid, sometimes she doesn't show up.
Right, but you know, Prisoner David.
I don't like it that he sounds so cool and I want him out, though.
I know.
I'd rather have a prisoner I hated and he did it and to hell with him and you get what you deserve. I just feel like, David, I don't think he's innocent. Nobody's innocent, but I just feel like he deserves to be out.
Well,
he should be sitting right there. He should take my job. Funny guy, ex-con.
Oh, he is good, yeah. We need to take a quick break. You bake him a cake, give him a fluff.
You got it, buddy. I'm there for you.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, there's more Adam on the way, plus Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1
KLSX
Free FM.
Hey, this is Dawson.
And producer Angie.
From the Adam Carolla Show. Angie and I are going to be partying.
And skiing.
Partying. In beautiful Lake Tahoe, February 23rd to the 25th. And if you get to AdamCarolla.com, they're hooking our listeners up with a 25% discount on rooms at Harrah's and Harvey's Lake Tahoe. Harrah's has everything, from double black diamonds to blackjack, poker, and all your favorite slots.
I like craps.
Yeah, me too, but that's usually the day after the party. Powered by Harrah's and Harvey's Lake Tahoe. For cool days and hot nights, Tahoe with a place to ski this season at 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Man, these new cinnamon melts from McDonald's are good.
Way better than cinnamon rolls.
All center, just the warm, gooey, frosted part of the cinnamon roll.
Mmm, the best part.
With premium roast coffee? Unbelievable.
That's right, Arabica beans.
Oh yeah, best kind I know of.
Oh man, don't you know what this means?
What?
People aren't going to want regular stuff anymore.
Oh, they'll only want the best.
That's the best part of the cinnamon roll.
The best kind of coffee beans?
But think about it. Sports will be all highlights.
Movies will be like trailers.
CDs? Just the hits.
New cinnamon melts are a sweet new taste at McDonald's. It's just the centers of a cinnamon roll, where the warm icing and cinnamon reach their peak of gooey goodness. Paired with a rich, bold cup of premium roast coffee, breakfast, snacking, and dessert will never be the same.
Man, this cinnamon melt premium roast coffee thing's going to be big.
Oh, huge.
Available all day long at participating McDonald's.
Wake up with McDonald's and their eye-opening sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich. Fluffy egg, melted cheese, and savory sausage stacked on a toasted English muffin. Now two for just $3. Only at McDonald's.
All right, kids, Danny Bonaducci telling you about Best Funding. Listen, you know this already, that you shouldn't have to pay more money to get a home loan or a refi just because you have some bad credit. Fernando Perez, he did a cool thing. He found a thing called Best Funding. He did it in 1992, and he has an impeccable record with the Better Business Bureau. Now, the reason I keep pointing that out is I had my kitchen redone by, I can't name the company because I sued them, and once I was done suing them, I called the Better Business Bureau, and they had 100 complaints. This guy puts in his record with the Better Business Bureau right here in black and white for me to tell you about. That's a guy who's confident he's doing business the right way. Let's see. Don't work with those bait-and-switch gimmick lenders. You need to work with a company you can trust. Fernando developed the streamlined loan process. That means money in your hands in 12 days without all those inflated prices. Call Best Funding right now at 888-549-1010. That's 1-888-549-1010.
Oh, I'm blowing up. Holla at a player.
Hello, Grandpa.
What up, Granddog?
I want to go off-roading with you, but I don't know where to purchase a vehicle.
We can scoop your Grand Mizzle and roll deep to L.A. Cyclesports in Inglewood.
I got the L.A. Cyclesports in Inglewood part, but I'm just not up on that hip lingo.
Well, then listen up, player.
Want to go off-roading? Go to L.A. Cyclesports in Inglewood, where you can just call them and they'll give you the out-the-door price, including tax, license, and fees over the phone. All prices are out the door on every single motorcycle or ATV in stock. In fact, you can reserve your vehicle by phone, schedule your pickup, and they'll even have it ready for you when you get there. It's a huge industrial motorsports warehouse filled with all the Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Triumph ATVs and motorcycles you can imagine. Their savings are your savings. And when they quote you a price, that's what you pay out the door.
Wow, Grandpa. How are you able to do that?
Cause I'm kicking it old school. Check it.
LA Cycle Sports, the nation's number one Honda dealer at 977 West Hyde Park, just up to 405 at Florence and La Cienega, and at otvcyclesports.com for an instant out the door quote. Call 310-677-5800. LA Cycle Sports.
97.1 KLSX, 3 FM, Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla.
Funny Morning Radio.
Dr. Charles Wilcox of the Pharmacology Research Institute.
Somehow, you made it through the holidays. You pasted a smile on your face, even though you've been finding it harder than usual to get up and just get through every day. If you're like one in five Americans who are living with depression, you don't have a lot of hope that you're heading for a happy new year. Maybe you're having trouble sleeping, you're not eating right, or finding that nothing really interests you. You need to know that depression is a real condition that may not go away without treatment. If you feel like this new year is likely to bring more of the same, PRI has conducting a new depression research medication study that you might qualify for and benefit from. If you do, you'll receive a comprehensive evaluation, visits with professionals, and study medication, all at no cost. You may also be compensated for each office visit, plus receive complimentary aftercare. Make your New Year's resolution to call and find out more about depression and your options. Call PRI now, 888-PRI-HOPE, for a confidential consultation. 888-PRI-HOPE, PRI-HOPE.
Don't miss the Los Angeles Kings battle the Edmonton Oilers at Staples Center this Monday, January 8th. For tickets, log on to LAKings.com now.
Don't worry, Adam Carolla's back in 60 seconds on 97.1 Free FM.
Are you lost among renters in a buyer's market? Have you been telling yourself that you're just waiting for the right time to invest? Stop throwing your money away. Call the expert staff at Wings Realty today at 866-691-0466. The real estate professionals at Wings will make buying your dream home a reality. They'll handle every step of the house hunting and buying process, from choosing the right home for you and your family to negotiating the best deal and securing the loan. Call them at 866-691-0466. It is now a buyer's market. Don't let the opportunity to improve your credit and establish wealth pass you by. If you've been burned by bad loans and are facing foreclosure, don't wait. Now's the time to let the specialists at Wings Realty show you the trade secrets that others don't want you to know. Wings Realty can save you and your home. Call them today at 866-691-0466. That's 866-691-0466.
All right, real fast. So what do we learn? Not even enough time to play music, Brian. Don't worry about it. Number one, I'm going to do my living after I'm dead. Something I worked out with my wife because we're not going to be together for eternity. Number two, Danny's Beef Bowl. Great place for lunch or a great name for Tease V.
Either way.
Either way.
Delicious either way.
And last, one day, I hope my organs reject their host. I want my organs to be too good for the new host. Liver turns its nose up. All right. Well, I want to thank Jessica Drake for coming in here. AVN Awards coming up this Saturday. Mandalay Bay. Kevin Nealon tomorrow. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla saying mahalo.